it sees is a little too revealing. Jack Fink live for us tonight at the airport to give us a closer look at this. Jack?
Doug, they started using two body scanning machines here at the international terminal 2 days ago. They'll officially be launched on Friday. And while some passengers raised privacy concerns, most we spoke with say safety first.
Melanie Martin flies about twice a month. She's not comfortable with the new body scanning machines installed at DFW Airport and others across the country. The devices reveal your body's intimate parts. We've shaded these pictures off TSA's website.
I think it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Well, it's an invasion of privacy.
But TSA says it's taken your privacy into consideration. Even though the screener can see your body when you go through the machines, your face is shaded, so the screener cannot identify you. And because of that, the screener doesn't have to be the same sex as the passenger being screened. Once the image is taken, TSA says it cannot be stored. One screener is in a room out of the public's view.
I have an issue with that. I think safety has to come first and foremost.
TSA says the machines give off harmless millimeter waves. They can detect concealed weapons, bombs, and other explosives. Past surprise government inspections have shown screeners have repeatedly failed to catch explosives and weapons.
I have no problem with them doing what they need to do to keep us safe while we're flying, so I have no problems with it.
TSA says the machines will be used as a secondary screening at some airports and at random at DFW. The machines are optional. Passengers can still choose a traditional pat-down. And TSA says most choose the machines.
I think it's less invasive than somebody having to touch you to pat you down, so I would prefer it.
And again, TSA says these machines are safe to your body. In fact, they say it gives off a lot less energy than even your cell phone. Live at DFW International Airport, Jack Fink, CBS 11.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The criminals that run the world government are going for broke. They're wildly destroying all liberty. Police checkpoints, federally funded, suck blood out of your veins on dark highways in the middle of the night at warrantless checkpoints. Body scanners that give you a total 360 view of your naked body, your genitalia, and all details. They make the sick joke of, don't worry, we blur your face out, and they lie and say they don't save it. I have the company data. They record it all onto hard drives. This is the humiliation. I have stacks of news. We Are Change people being arrested, detained, people being grabbed in downtown Denver for handing out DVDs. The police say you're not allowed to hand these DVDs out. Wall-to-wall insanity, ladies and gentlemen. We have a huge broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Dennis Kucinich, who introduced 35 articles of impeachment, will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. We've got Keith Byrne fighting the EU expansion into Ireland. Looks like it's neck and neck. The news is saying it may have failed. We won't know for the next 4 or 5 hours, but by the end of the show, we should know. We have 4 hours ahead of us. Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center, will come on and talk about the basics and how the government admits that mercury caused brain damage in millions of American children. Meanwhile, the media viciously attacks Charlie Sheen, saying he's crazy that he's trying to get injunctions against his wife, his ex-wife, vaccinating his children. Ralph Nader scheduled to be joining us, Green Party presidential candidate. We've got Michael Reagan calling for the murder, the firing squad death of Mark Dice for calling for giving 9/11 truth DVDs to troops. And then we have David Edwards popping in as well. This is the ultra massive Friday broadcast that we have lined up for you with tons of incredibly important news like this headline, Central Bank Body Warns of Great Depression. Families face 1,000-pound bedroom tax before councils get permission for people to extend their homes under new rules under greenhouse gas emission. Lack of sun activity could bring new ice age reported. Airport scanners to go on the streets as well. It is all coming up. Very important broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Again, Dennis Kucinich to be joining us coming up. Very important show. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From Canada to the United States, We Are Change is being arrested for handing out DVDs on street corners, for talking. It's just incredible. Tyranny everywhere is exploding, growing out of control. Lawlessness by government. I mean, this morning I was reminded by the London Guardian article where John McCain publicly went to England, met at the Rothschilds' house, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally. The law is clear. It's illegal to take money from foreigners, much less have fundraisers on foreign soils. And McCain just said, so what? There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, that's what I mean. The government is just insane. It just does whatever it wants. And then at the start of the show, I played this newscast out of Dallas where they just calmly announce that airports all over the country now, they are going to send, just through domestic flights as well, 214 of these scanners, every major airport, and that's it. I'm not going to go through one. I'm not. I mean, I told you about this 5 years ago. They put them in four airports, and it shows a total color image. I mean, you are naked. And then that they have that psychological warfare piece. You can analyze each part of it about, don't worry, we blur your face out. Don't worry, we're not recording it. When they are recording it onto a hard drive, and they're going to march you through, and then they have all these sheepish-like people sitting there saying, oh, I like it. Oh, it's good. Oh, safety comes first. When the metal detectors would, quote, pick up guns or weapons, when we know the terrorism is being staged by the government, the vast majority of it? And then now they're announcing that in the U.S. and England, they're going to have mobile scan trucks and feed citizens on the side of the street through them. And they're announcing they're going to have metal detectors in shopping malls and random, and they're taking blood at random checkpoints. It is driving me completely insane. I want to play this little two-minute news clip again, and I want to stop it and comment as we play it. Here it is.
DFW Airport is about to take a much closer look at its passengers. A new body scan screener is being put into place, but some say what it sees is a little too revealing.
All right, stop there. Some say what it sees is a little too revealing, a color image of your genitalia, of a woman's breast. This is a strip search. And the federal government says they want to replace all the major scanners to where you will not just have the metal detector around your bags. Now, all of us, when they're done within 2 years, according to their timetable, they will make everyone go through this. That's it. I'm not flying. Meanwhile, all of the commercial aviation, all the private aviation, they just drive up, pull in, walk in, get on their plane, and go. This is training you how to be a slave. And then they say, don't worry, we blur your face out. And then it shows it on the news, and you can see, they even show you the video, the scan, and you can, they have to blur out the genitals. And it says, don't worry, only the staff sees it. And then it says they don't know who's in the scanner when you walk into it right in front of them, and it shows it on the news. That's kind of like when HEB started putting thumb scanners in at the self-checkout lanes in some stores and then got rid of service checkout altogether, so you had to go through it. And they said, don't worry, it's not your thumbprint that they match with the driver's license here in the state under federal rules. They said, no, it's a group of numbers. Well, that's a sick joke. Yes, they reconfigure the numbers for the image. A digital photo is zeros and ones, but you configure it and put it back together, and it's a photo. I mean, it's just endless lying. This is a government that tells you it's the law, you've got to take vaccines when there's no law. It's gone rogue. Back to the tape.
Jack Fink, live for us tonight at the airport to give us a closer look at this. Jack?
Doug, they started using two body scanning machines here at the International Terminal 2 days ago. They'll officially be launched on Friday. And while some passengers raised privacy concerns, most we spoke with say, safety first.
Melanie Martin flies about twice a month. She's not comfortable with the new body scanning machines installed at DFW Airport and others across the country. The devices reveal your body's intimate parts. We've shaded these pictures off TSA's website.
I think it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Well, it's an invasion of privacy.
But TSA says it's taken your privacy into consideration. Even though the screener can see your body when you go through the machines, your face is shaded, so the screener cannot identify you.
All right, stop that. That is another sick joke. As if there wasn't a weapon or something, as if they wouldn't identify who you were. Just a bald-faced lie, like saying we don't take your thumbprint, we just scan your thumbprint. And then saying we cover your face, and then right there on the news, you can see the genitals. You can see a male and a female, and you can see their genitals. Now, when they first announced this 5 years ago in 2002 and put them in four airports, I remember CBS News, and I went and pulled up the companies. Big defense contractors put out several different models, and it showed it. And they brag that it's an even clearer image than the human eye normally picks up because it even shows all of your pores. And it said that they record it. And then now, for fitting stores, they basically put the same system in, so you get the ultimate suit fit and a bunch of different high-end clothing lines. You go in, and it biometrically scans you. That's how detailed it is. They use it to give you a super fit with a suit because it fits your body, and then the computer calculates how to do it. It is just so incredible. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they say in Army documents that are in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and that we've covered here, that they are going to do this by degree to prepare you for invasive procedures? This is to prepare you for medical procedures. If they can invasively scan your naked body, if they can invasively take your blood on the side of a moonlit street, if they can invasively try to tell you got to take vaccines, they can do it all. That's what national health care is about. Back to the tape.
And because of that, the screener doesn't have to be the same sex as the passenger being screened. Once the image is taken, TSA says it cannot be stored. One screener is in a room out of the public's view.
I have an issue with that. I think safety has to come first and foremost.
TSA says the machines give off harmless millimeter waves.
Now, let's stop there. See, they make it about safety and about, oh, it's harmless millimeter waves. By the way, it is a sonar slash radar, but they describe the technology as a sonar because it's meant to go through solid things and it's hitting your body. Now, understand, it goes around you and gives them a 360 biometric scan, and they are saving it, and it is attached to your name. Now, they're talking about putting them in schools next and on the streets. In fact, I have articles today. In fact, let me just get to the article here because I am mentioning this now. Listen to this. Scanners that see through clothing installed in U.S. airports, AFP. Here's one out of CNN, AP. Airport-style scanners on London streets. Now, 2 years ago in London, they have mobile trucks. Last time I saw, there were 22 of them, and they randomly drive around, and they randomly make people, they order you, and the people submit, and they walk through it, and they go into a truck, and then it scans them inside. They also said that they make clubgoers now all over England and Germany take a DNA swab of their cheek tissue as authorization to go in a bar. If you say no, they tackle you and arrest you. That was in the news 1 month ago. I'm not kidding. We can play the clip. We did play. I mean, it's just off the charts. This is worse than anything 1984 ever thought of. Hundreds of school districts that we know of have cameras in the bathrooms, in the stalls, videotaping urination and defecation in school showers. That was in Tennessee, and they wire it in from Sacramento, Tennessee, to Dallas, Texas, into the police department live time. Your children are prisoners. And that guy sitting there saying, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with people not liking this. Safety comes first. You cowardly wimps. Do you understand the greatest danger to you is the government throughout history, is elites, because they can use government to take everything you've got, to use you as slaves, to use you as military cannon fodder with a draft. What is your problem? Don't you understand? Folks, here's some of the other news I have in front of me today. I'm totally blown away by this clip we're going to play later of Michael Reagan, the fake conservative, the pimp of the establishment, the poser. And this is on the heels of We Are Change Colorado being handcuffed, having their DVDs grabbed, being ticketed for being in downtown Denver, handing out DVDs. The police come over and say, hey, other street people are allowed to dance, play music. Because he's saying, well, they're playing music and dancing. I'm just walking on the street handing out free DVDs politely. And the cop said, I'm saying you can't do it. Now get up against the wall. I'm putting you in handcuffs. Another guy in Canada was outside an event that Colin Powell was at. And they were there protesting on the city sidewalk, and the police arrested them and said, this is trespassing. For video, I mean, we can't come out and videotape on the outside of an event now, folks. People go to jail for handing out Ron Paul videos. Do you understand how dark it is, how far down the line we are, how late it is, how serious it is? People say, well, what are your solutions? Folks, I can't even get the general public to believe this is going on, much less, quote, solutions. I don't know. What are the solutions? It's not my job to do everything here. I can't handle it anymore. Oh, my God. Our whole future is destroyed here. McCain goes and has illegal fundraisers, each action a felony, and they just say, I don't care if it's illegal. I have the articles. He doesn't even deny it. They're lawless criminals. They're going for broke. They lie about everything. They just engage in every crime you can imagine. And don't you tell me I'm being partisan. It isn't about it. Obama's evil. McCain's evil. They're all puppets. I'm saying the government is completely out of control. The only reason they're so lawless is because that means they're going for broke, folks. That's why they don't care now. They're planning some bad stuff. I'm telling you, they're going to release bird flu. They're going to nuke major cities. I'm telling you, unless we get the word out, folks, it's over. Okay? We're going into camps.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protectacomplete fuel system treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2008. Gold, $866.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $892.40, $439.65 for half, $219.83 for quarter. That's $892.40, $439.65, and $219.83.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We have the police in Denver walking up to We Are Change. It's up on Infowars.com and saying, you're not allowed to hand out DVDs. And they said, but we're not peddling. And he said, doesn't matter. You're not allowed. There's no First Amendment. And they just put him in handcuffs. Now, here is Michael Reagan, and he's talking about Mark Dice. And Mark's joining us in a couple hours to talk about this, mailing out, telling listeners to mail out my film, Terror Storm, and others. Loose Change Final Cut, to the troops in Iraq. They request people send them letters and things. We're going to send it to them. And this is what Michael Reagan, a phony conservative, the people that have neutralized conservatives, until it's probably too late for the country, and allowed the government to grow three times what it was, and that are attacking savagely the Bill of Rights and Constitution because they're treasonous pieces of filth. And then they call us enemies of the Republic when they are pure enemies of the Republic. Here it is.
My dad and my mom never got... Anyway, you're waiting for a mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassify government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash or they're going to end up.
No, they're not.
Toilet.
All right, that's enough of him. There you go, folks. We are confronting Bilderberg at point-blank range in the info war. We are doing things here that are getting us death-threatened on more than 200 radio stations by that traitor you just heard. No, sir. We have Operation Northwoods. We have Operation Gladio. We have Operation Ajax. They are declassified. Library of Congress, you little bastard. And we are going to put them out, and you're not going to stop us defending this republic. You're not going to get our guns. You're not going to get rid of our borders. You're not going to get your greenhouse tax. You and your fake Republicans that opened the door for all of this to happen, you and your little traitorous Democrats who you work with, it's over. We don't care what happens to us anymore. Have you figured it out? We are committed 110%, and it's going to get nasty, folks. Some of their nutcases have already been calling up death threat and Mark big time. He didn't want that talked about, but I'm saying it, saying they're going to come and kill him. Okay, all sorts of stuff has been going on, and I get it all the time, and my family gets it, and they threaten to murder my children. You are traitors, and I bet you bastards don't want us to have a trial either, just like you've been trying to say U.S. citizens can be secretly arrested and tortured. Everybody's going to read the John Yoo White House memos and the Alberto Gonzalez memos where you said you can rip children apart with pliers sexually. Everybody's going to read the Army reports how you rape people with acid and huge objects. You people are sick filth, and you've sold out. You decided to sign on the dotted line and defend all this, and now all you can do is keep defending it and keep going along with it. We haven't even begun to fight. We are the real Americans defending this republic, and we're defending Ireland's sovereignty and England's sovereignty and every other sovereign nation. We're not the New World Order. And, we need support from the listeners. We need to be admired for the work we're doing. Those of us like myself and Mark Dice and Luke Radowski, where we have the police walk up and say that cameras are guns and backpacks are bombs and we're going to set you up. We have police that come up on video and say, we're going to set you up. You realize how much danger we're in? You realize how surveilled we are? You realize all the disinfo attacks we go through? Why do you think that? We are on the front lines doing a good job of defending this country and actually having an effect. We're giving everything we got to this country and to you out there. Everything we said came true. Everything we've done's been right. We've done an incredible job. And you know what? I like taking enemy attacks like this because it means we're hurting them bad. And you can tell that little traitor is scared. Listen to me, you criminal. If any of us get hurt, you're going to be held liable for it. You little piece of trash calling for murder. Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
I have never heard anything like it in my life. National radio host Michael Reagan called for the extrajudicial, no trial, that 9/11 truthers be killed. We just played the clip. He said we should all be taken out and killed. And he said, I'm serious. I want them dead. I will pay for the bullets. Kill us now. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in the greatest crisis it's ever seen. If it falls, it will be a greater engine of evil than Nazi Germany was. It's already fallen to the Bush regime, and they've destroyed our name. They've destroyed our currency. They've destroyed our treasury. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution's being dismantled. The leader of the Tories resigned yesterday, saying that he basically discovered the government was setting up a dictatorship in England. Evil is moving across the face of the world, and in the midst of that evil, there are incredible patriots who I just get more and more respect for. Dennis Kucinich, I have to say, really is the leader now against this tyranny. I have to say that Ron Paul isn't even as strong as he is when it comes to speaking out. Ron Paul did sign on to the 35 articles of impeachment. We salute him for that. But I have to tell you, Dennis Kucinich, in this very dark climate, has courage that no one else in Congress, I've not seen it, and I assure you he needs our prayers, because this is a very wicked group, and the mainstream media has tried to ignore it. Cafferty and others on CNN and MSNBC with some of the other shows like Countdown with Overman have been calling for impeachment, but not really talking about the fact that Dennis Kucinich is pushing for it. The congressman joins us, very busy. He's with us for the next 25 minutes for the rest of this hour. You can go to Kucinich.house.gov and read the 35 articles of impeachment. You can also go to Infowars.com and see the YouTube clips of his speech he gave a few days ago. Dennis Kucinich, I just absolutely want to praise what you're doing for the Republic. It just, you really are doing something, as you know, that takes a lot of courage.
Alex, thank you very much for those kind words and for the honor of being on your show. Your listeners are particularly attuned to the erosion of democratic principles. And what led me to finally introduce these articles was the totality of the offenses and the ongoing violations and the possibility that we could even end up in another war based on lies. We are losing our country to lies, to erosion of our civil liberties. We've moved in a direction that's profoundly anti-democratic, and Congress has a constitutional responsibility to put a check on an executive abuse of power. That's what these articles of impeachment will do, and they not only set an historic benchmark for and an historic record for future generations, but they also send a message to whoever would be the next president that such usurpations and abuses are not going to be tolerated.
Congressman, just to break down for those that don't know the process, you basically have brought charges to the equivalent of the grand jury, which
That's
is
correct.
The House, which will then decide whether or not to indict. Then it will go to a trial in the Senate. If Richard Nixon, who did 1/100th, literally, of what Bush and his crime syndicate have done, and if Clinton deserved for what he did to be indicted in the House, there is no doubt that George Bush and his group of cronies must be indicted just to get our country's name back and to let the police and military know that what they've been ordered to do is illegal, because now we see the precedent set for all forms of tyranny. Can you walk through how important it is that people get behind this process, and how do we, you know, A, what has Bush and his crime syndicate done? B, how do we help you get this done?
Alex, the first thing that I want to say after listening to the way that you provided a capsule summary is that you yourself are someone who needs to be appreciated for your understanding of what's happening, your willingness to communicate it to people. So I thank you for understanding.
Thank you.
I thank you for understanding the scope of the challenge that we face and for outlining it in the way that you have, because it essentially, these charges have to be presented to the Judiciary Committee, which then will hopefully hold a hearing and send it to the House with a report, which then will be voted on. And if the president is impeached in the House, he would go on trial in the Senate. This is a moment where we have the opportunity to reclaim our government and to reclaim all that's good and right in America and what we stand for, not only with respect to each other, but what we stand for in the world. I love this country. I get chills when I watch the flag pass by in a parade. I feel I wear an American flag because a blind person gave it to me because it has USA in Braille on it. So then even a blind person would know I'm wearing this flag, because I love this country. I love the flag. I love what America has historically stood for. But I see our country is being destroyed by people who don't want to obey the law and just want to be a law to themselves. That's why there's got to be an accounting for the loss of lives of our soldiers that have been were sent there on a mission that was not based in truth. There's got to be an accounting for the injuries to them. There's got to be an accounting for the innocent Iraqis who have died, for the huge amounts of money that we're borrowing to be able to keep this war going, and every other president who has been held to a measure of accounting. Their offenses pale in comparison to the offenses of this president.
And you've put out 35. Let's just cover five or six of what you think are most important. And they're all very important of those 35, Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Well, the ones that deal with Iraq really talk about manufacturing a false case for war. And it's been just demonstrated over and over that all the representations that were made that Iraq supposedly had weapons of mass destruction, posing an imminent threat, that it had something to do with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. All of those attempts to try to get the American people to believe that and an organized effort was made, in fact, were based in falsehood. And so a war of aggression was begun against a country that did not attack us. And such a war is in violation of international law, which puts George Bush within the reach of an international tribunal. This is why Congress needs to become involved. We cannot let other governments or other jurisdictions do our work for us. We need to look at the record and recognize that law has been violated and it has to become a matter of a systematic public examination. When that happens, you know, it's said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This country will begin to be freed from the grip of fear, which has been placed its clammy hold on us since 9/11, and the capitalization on the events of 9/11 for political purposes will end, and we'll get our country back. This is about getting our country back, reestablishing the rule of law, getting back our civil liberties, putting aside, you know, enforcing posse comitatus, making sure there's no more torture, wiretapping, or eavesdropping, or you know, any of the things that are un-American. We're going to reclaim America, and the impeachment resolution and the 35 articles are intent on doing just that.
You've got quite a few co-sponsors just a few days into this. Tell us about that process, sir.
The bill just went to Judiciary yesterday, and Congress adjourned for the week early in the day. We have three co-sponsors. Congressman Wexler, Congresswomen Lee and Woolsey have co-sponsored. Next week will be an opportunity for people to become co-sponsors. I would ask your listeners to please call their member of Congress and indicate your support for co-sponsorship. I would ask everyone who's listening, please read the articles of impeachment, because the more conversant you are, the more fluent you'll be in talking to congressional staff about the urgency of members of Congress getting onto it. My information is available on my website at Kucinich.us, and certainly, you know, if you check, there's 100,000 places on the web by now that have information about the articles of impeachment. You know, this is a time for us all to get involved. And so what you can do is learn about it, read about it, be conversant in it, contact a member of Congress, make sure that they've read it, ask them to support the resolution, H.R. 1258, and then demand hearings. We have to have hearings. We cannot avert our eyes.
So that's the key. The hearings will open up this evidence. It will become a televised spectacle, which is what we need, so more people learn about the crimes that have committed. And by the way, you had to stop at 35. What about a million dead Iraqis? When you add it all together, frankly, I've got to say that yours is very measured, and I would call even conservative, as bad as the 35 are. Now, I had read that 25 congressmen and women had, quote, signed onto it. I'd seen a media blurb. I guess that means they have publicly said they're supporting it. They just haven't had it.
They may be confused about that. That may have related to the Cheney impeachment. I'm not aware that we have 25 co-sponsors, but I will find that out immediately.
All right. How soon until we'll find out if we're able to force hearings in the House?
Well, here's what I've said. We need to start making calls, and all next week we need to be calling members of Congress and encouraging them to sign on, and also encouraging them to ask for hearings in Judiciary. I'm going to be meeting with the chairman of Judiciary and also with members of the Judiciary Committee, providing them with backup documentation for the charges that are in the articles. I feel it's important that they have a little bit of time to be able to read them and digest them and make a decision. I've made it clear, though, that in the face of statements by the House leadership that this thing is dead on arrival, that unlike other resolutions where, in fact, if you introduce a bill and it goes to committee and they don't hold hearings, it is dead, a privilege resolution is one that you can bring back again. So I've made it very clear, if there's no action within 30 days, I will come back with 60 articles of impeachment and stand on the House floor for 8 hours and read them, and so that the nation can once again hear what's going on.
Congressman, I could never imagine reading these 35 articles of impeachment a more provable case. I mean, in their own memos, their own executive orders, their own Pentagon battle plans, this fake newscast, paying for fake media, agents of influence. I mean, here's an example. This morning I ran across a story that I'd forgotten about from a few months ago, London Guardian, Associated Press, where John McCain went to a fundraiser in London, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, admitted it was illegal. There's no debating each count is a felony. And then he just said, so what? I mean, that's just another example of the government on every level is just going completely lawless. What has happened? It's like a...
Well, let me tell you. People who are U.S. expatriates, people who live in another country but are citizens of the United States, can contribute to the campaign of a federal candidate.
But they admitted these weren't U.S. citizens or expatriates.
Well, that's a whole different deal. I mean, I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
That was the Rothschild meeting, yes.
Wow. Well, but, you know, my concern here is that in upholding the rule of law, we are basically correcting the direction of our ship of state.
That's it. We're complicit if we don't do what you're doing right now. We have a moral obligation to get behind Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate that. And I also want to say that I've just had my office check the impeachment resolution with respect to Vice President Cheney had 27 co-sponsors.
Okay.
Our bill that we've just introduced, and people had to put their name in as they, you know, were leaving for the break for the weekend. We have three, so
good.
That it'll by next week. I'm confident as people hear from their constituents around the country that they'll come back and sign on.
Congressman, with trillions missing from the Pentagon, $3 trillion spent on the war. You haven't heard the clip, but we played it earlier of Michael Reagan saying that 9/11 truthers should be taken out summarily and killed without trials, and he said, I will pay for the bullets. And I'm seeing similar rhetoric from these neocons in talk radio. It seems like they're cornered now and that they're more dangerous than ever. Can you speak? I mean, are you getting a sense, because you're up there in the catbird seat in Congress, that things are coming to a head right now?
We, you know, our country, these events over the last 7 years have really divided our country. And we need to find a way to unite. We can unite in truth. We need to understand that there's just deep concern that people have on all sides that things are unfair and that people are being unfairly accused. Well, that's why we need hearings to bring it all out.
Well, you've been championing the fact that we have the EPA report that the dust was deadly and they covered it up. Now they've had to basically admit a lot of that in scientific studies, and we're called traitors for even saying we should give health care to the firemen and police.
Well, I felt very, you're correct in what you just said, but I will say this, that I feel strongly enough about bringing out the truth about 9/11 that I brought forth articles that for the first time make 9/11 truth a serious discussion in articles of impeachment, the obstruction of the investigation into the attacks of 9/11, the fact that the administration repeatedly ignored and failed to respond to high-level intelligence warnings of a planned attack.
You've got them there, and they were caught lying to Congress on that.
And the fact that the 9/11, those who responded to 9/11, were not told of the dangers to their health, and so they were encouraged to go forward without providing adequate protection. And that's an article as well, Endangering the Health of 9/11 First Responders. So,
Congressman, shifting gears, we don't have a lot of time with you. We've just got the next segment. I know you're a confident, you know, manly guy. You don't like to talk about issues like this, but we know that we've had a lot of suspicious planes blowing up, people committing suicide, people falling downstairs who exposed different crime syndicates during Iran-Contra, during this administration, during other administrations. Are you worried about your safety bringing out impeachment now against Cheney and Bush? I mean, can you speak to that?
You know, in the 23rd Psalm, which is always worth reading, it says, though I walk through the valley of shadows, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I think we have to have confidence that that there is a spiritual dimension in life, which is always, you know, that we always move in. And when we do that, it's like whatever the will of that spiritual dimension is. Some call it God, and I'll call it God. Whatever the will of God is something that whatever will be. But I don't worry about that. I never worry about it.
Congressman, I'm getting from you that you're committed, that you're just going to do your duty, and the consequences belong to God.
I think we are here on this planet to do the work of God, that we, and you know, now some people will talk about it in a spiritual sense. Others will say we're aligning with a higher purpose. Well, however you want to describe it, I think that we're here for a higher purpose, and so I try to live that. And each of us has an opportunity to do it every day in the work that we do.
Congressman, final segment with you straight ahead. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is history you're seeing. We've all got to pray for the congressman.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is a story, actually a horrible story, a horrible historic story that took place with the Pilgrims in the 1600s. The Pilgrim leader, William Bradford, governor of Plymouth Colony, called the father of American history, told of and wrote of this story. He called it a horrible case of. And we just won't yet tell you what it was a horrible case of. It was a crime committed by a young 16-year-old boy in the colony by the name of Thomas Gregor. A crime in the area of, shall we say, of a sexual nature. Maybe we should say of a sexual perversion. He was caught, convicted, even admitted guilt. What were they to do as a Christian civil body politic? What they did compared to what so-called Christians today would do shows that what is called and pawned off as Christianity today was not what existed in that Christian colony of yesterday's 1600s. What was young Thomas Gregor caught doing, and what did those real Christian men in their society do about it? Find out by going to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Learn of this horrible story and what was done about it. Most today would call what was done horrible, but they did it. Learn about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a...
All right, final segment with Congressman Kucinich. We salute him. We want to support his impeachment. Go learn the 35 articles. Learn what is documented and what's happening. Just amazing the courage he's got. And we were talking during the break just about how he's committed, and that's just the end of it. We got about 4 minutes. Anything else you think's key that people should know, Congressman?
That we're in a period where we need to reclaim our country, and that we cannot put on hold domestic law, international law, or constitutional law. There's no logical explanation for this impeachment being so, you know, put on the table, or put off the table. You know, this impeachment process can be very good for our country in kind of recalibrating our moral compass and helping to educate people as to what's going on and bringing about a consciousness shift that aligns us again with our basic principles upon which this country was founded. We have to break this Washington mindset that of insularity and unaccountability and reach out and reconnect with each other and with people all over the globe. And this isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's not about right or left. It's about the truth, and the truth doesn't have a political party.
Well, Congressman, I totally agree with you on that. We were talking during the break about how they're acting like cornered rats, but that shows that we're really having success here. And you know, when you talk about how this is the right thing to do, it is a fight between good and evil. There's no doubt true evil has reared its head in our time, in our country, and I don't see how anybody out there would not get off the fence. What are some of the basic things that average Joes can do? I mean, go when their congressman or woman is in the local district.
It is important that everyone reads these articles because we need to be conversant in what the issues are. The next thing is call your member of Congress and ask that member to read the articles and, after doing so, to sign on to House Resolution 1258. And then encourage us also the hearings in judiciary. Now, I have said, you know, people have said, well, this thing, they're not going to hold any hearings. This thing is a dead deal. I have said that I'll be back with 60 articles in a month if they don't hold any hearings. We're not going to let this go. This is not going to go away. We're going to continue to in our efforts to save this country from this calamity of deception and of anti-democratic behavior and destruction of the law, international law as well as domestic, and the destruction of our Constitution. I believe in America. I love this country.
I do too. Congressman, in closing, I would liken this to a new Declaration of Independence if people will rally to it and push it and expose it. And if we can get hearings, they will be brought down and we can get our name back. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Congressman. Well, give out, you've got several websites. Which one should we visit?
Kucinich.us.
Kucinich.us.
And go in there. That's my website. If you sign up, we'll keep you posted on events as they unfold.
I know you're a very busy man. We've got about a minute left with you. Can we get you back on in the next few weeks?
We should talk. It would be good if we talked in another week or so we could bring you up to date. Maybe we should do it just before the 4th of July. That would be great.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much. And again, we salute you. We're all behind you and right beside you. And say hi to your wife and great staff for us. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks to you and your listeners, Alex. Thank you.
Wow. There goes Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And folks, I have criticized him on a few issues, but the guy is genuine. The guy is real. He is such a great speaker. He speaks from the heart and from history. And the enemy is completely out of control right now. They are very dangerous. They know they've wrecked this country. They know they've tripled the size of government. They know they've committed all these crimes, and they're going for broke. And I don't know what new events they're going to stage or what. We've got to keep them off balance. We've got to continue to expose the left-right paradigm. Just the economic crises is looming depression, mainstream news. These are the times that try men's souls, and I can hardly sleep lately, the way things are moving so fast. We'll be right back with a second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This isn't a game to me. My life is on the line. My family's on the line. I've put my family in harm's way to do what I'm doing here. Tears my heart out to know the type of evil we face and to know it's legion, it's growing. We are entering the darkest time in this country's history. There is no debating that fact. Tyranny is enveloping the planet, but I couldn't turn down that opportunity last week to bullhorn and literally shut down their internal conference at Bilderberg. It turned out that I just can't believe we did it. But with the opportunity, I couldn't turn it down because I'm committed. It's like I'm in a stream. I'm in a river going downstream. I don't even control myself anymore. I am just completely controlled by the mission. I am completely turned over to it. I am not in fear of the New World Order. I am so sad that our fellow Americans, many of them don't know what's happening. I mean, I study this countless hours a day, and I can barely grasp the full magnitude of their scientific evil. The ultimate evil. I mean, they say that on the Isle of Patmos that the Revelator, John the Revelator, marveled at it. And when you truly fight evil, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Dennis Kucinich talking about it, spiritual battle. I've never heard him talk like that because he knows, he has gone over the threshold. Just like when I bullhorned Bilderberg the first time, this time the only part of the conference building was the only part of the hotel Bilderberg where they were meeting in Chantilly at the Marriott was the part that was only 25 yards from the road where I could bullhorn them, and it shut down their meeting. Richard and Haas came out. I passed another threshold there. I mean, I could see the danger. I knew that doing that would put me into a whole other level on their radar. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, head of the Carnegie Endowment, wrote in his book attacking me. I mean, they know who I am. And that's why I'm begging you to support us. I'm begging you to spread the word about this show because we are sacrificing everything to bring you this. We are, I am blessed to be doing this. I am blessed to be at the tip of the spear. You know, you heard Dennis Kucinich on air and off air, you know, saying he knows that we are right on the tip of the spear, that they are upset by us. We are hurting them. You are hurting them. We are giving this evil a fight, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going quietly into the night. We are resisting. And I just pray that our Heavenly Father put up a hedge of protection around all patriots and lovers of liberty. I pray that people will feel the spirit of love and goodness come into their hearts. I pray that police and military that have served evil and who know they're in the wrong and still have a small conscience left, who still have some soul left, who still have one little pink area of their black hearts, to let that pink loving area of their heart grow and take their whole heart and soul and gut back over, and that they would join us in this epic struggle against tyranny. Oh, it is so important. We are at the crossroads. This is the historical crossroads. The elite want to wall society off into a eugenics technocracy of death and disease and war and lies and destruction and anguish and pain, where the innocent and the beautiful and the honorable are crushed and ripped and destroyed. There is so much, so many things I want to tell you, so many things I've discovered and understand, and so many complex thought processes and algorithms that the mind God gave me is able to understand that I can't with human words articulate. There's so much I want you to know, even those of you that are awake, so much that I'm learning every day. There are huge developments right now with the Lisbon Treaty. It now appears that it may go down by narrow defeat. We'll learn in the next few hours The news reporting this morning and this afternoon is that it's probably going down in defeat, but EU dictators may ram through Lisbon Treaty despite Irish rejection. Just like England was never allowed to have a vote on it, then they brought in part of it under a judicial court a treaty. Paul Watson will join us from the UK along with We Are Change Ireland, Keith Byrne, on the other side of this quick break. This is it. You're seeing history. You're seeing ragtag group of patriots standing up against the greatest amassed level of evil ever seen on this planet. We go with the torch of truth and the light of God in our eyes, trusting in Him.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We have Keith Byrne. We Are Change Ireland. The polls show that we're going to win the Lisbon Treaty a few months ago, but We Are Change Ireland energized. They made a film using a lot of Endgame. It went number one in Ireland Google. Millions saw it. Millions. And they are credited, even by mainstream press, as helping mobilize people against it. It looks like it's going down in defeat as of right now. Talking to people on the streets, I've talked to Keith and others with We Are Change Ireland, and they're saying 10 to 1. Taxi cab drivers say they're asking all their fares. They're saying 10 to 1 against it. So there's definitely election fraud, but it looks like that the landslide against it is so huge that they may not be able to cheat and say that the treaty went through. Now, let's explain. In 50 years of the European Union, which they didn't announce that it existed until 2000, but they had the 50th anniversary in 2007, they have only allowed three referendums, okay? And the one in France and the other there in Europe failed. That was in 2005. Big defeat. Now, well, they're already under the euro, but that was to get rid of any national sovereignty and any power their governments had and make the EU president basically a dictator. And that's mainstream news saying that. I mean, it's in paper that they run everything. Total regulation, total taxes, greenhouse taxes, total micromanagement, hellish control, attacking free speech, everything. Now, they've been propagandizing for about 4 years in Ireland in the buildup to this, and they're now reporting. I want to go to Paul Watson first, then we'll go to Ireland, but I want to go to the UK first because the UK wasn't allowed to vote on this either. They're trying to bring it in there by stealth so we can understand what's being announced. Incredible headline, amazing analysis up on prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everyone right now. EU dictators may ram through Lisbon Treaty despite Irish rejection. EU risk losing all legitimacy by circumventing its own laws in pursuit of federal superstate. And we go to Paul Watson from the UK, literally from the hometown of Robin Hood there in Sheffield, to tell us what's happening as we fight this modern-day Prince John-type activity. Paul Watson, tell us what's happening.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, basically what's happening is that the EU, as it's always been about, are continuing to pursue this federal superstate, no matter what referendum or treaty gets rejected by its own member states, because under EU laws, if even if one of its member states rejects a treaty or a constitution, as has happened today, the EU, under its own laws, is mandated to scrap the bill. But in 2001, when the Irish voted on Nice Treaty and rejected it, which was similar to the Lisbon Treaty, they simply had another referendum a year later until they got the result that they wanted. But this time it appears as if they're even going to go a step further than that and simply ignore the Irish rejection of the Lisbon Treaty today and push ahead and run through with it anyway.
Paul, go through the details of why they're beginning to make noises that this is the case. Detail your story.
Well, the BBC's reporting, quote, the British government is expected to continue ratifying the EU treaty despite its rejection by Irish voters. Now, I remember it was the Labour Party under Blair in their own manifesto that promised that any EU constitution or EU treaty, which would mean further integration with the EU, would be put to a referendum in the UK. It never happened. Brown never followed up on it. He was a complete liar. So they're saying that it's going to go through in the British Parliament anyway. And the Guardian's reporting today that Gordon Brown actually phoned the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, quote, to assure him that the British ratification would continue. Yeah, under EU laws, it's supposed to completely annul the treaty if one member state rejects it, but Sarkozy and Brown are going to go ahead with it anyway, as is the President Barroso, who, quote, urged member states to continue ratifying the treaty, insisting it was alive and we should now try to find a solution. So they're saying, we're not going to kill it, we're going to push it through anyway.
Showing that they are complete and total tyrants, Paul. I'm shifting gears, and we're going to go to Ireland. We are changing to keep you on with us, Paul. One of the main leaders of the Tories resigned, saying that he's discovered, and we've played the audio, that they're trying to set up a dictatorship, that it is martial law, that it is a control grid. This is not a stunt. It's incredible. He's saying the government's tyrannical. They're taking over. He's resigning one of the top positions in the parliament, one of the main leaders of the Tories. Tell us about this development.
Yeah, that's Davy, who the 42-day law to detain people without trial for 42 days was passed by Gordon Brown and the Labour Party yesterday after a bunch of backroom deals that they managed to pull off. And Davies, who is and the Conservative Party, just said, that's it, I'm resigning, as a moral reaction to what went down. And so now there's a national media demonization against Davies because he's going to try and rerun for his seat. So there's a big media demonization campaign against him, because what he's talking about is not just the fact that detaining people without trial for 42 days is a complete abomination to any notion of a free society. But he's also talking about the control factor of what's going on in the UK with the surveillance cameras. He's talking about the fact that we live in a highly regulated society and it's becoming increasingly insane. And for his own moral reasons, he chose to stand down as a form of protest. So obviously the mass media is now demonizing him in lockstep with Gordon Brown.
Let me ask you another issue. You know, a bunch of We Are Change people have been arrested, detained for filming, for handing out videos on major street corners in Denver and Canada, in the U.S. and Canada. And now, and this is huge news, Mark Dice is coming up later. Mark Dice has the idea of mailing the troops. And we know the neocons have programs where they mail pro-war books, pro-propaganda. They have these advertisement sites where you go and then they give you a member of the military to send packages to. And Mark Dice said, this is on Monday, he said, let's send documents. Let's send Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax. Let's send Terror Storm videos to the troops, which is his First Amendment right. And the most amazing clip, in fact, cue it up, John, right where he talks about we need to take Mark Dice and these other 9/11 truthers out and kill them. No trial, and that he'll pay for the bullets. He is calling for our murder. Michael Savage, the fake conservative top beatnik of the 60s, always an operative, is calling for us to be put in forced labor camps. I mean, the fact that they're doing this means they are really serious about coming after us. It doesn't scare me. It means we're hurting them and showing that they're, you know, really destroying this country and are not real conservatives. But, Paul, your take on that?
Well, I mean, it all stems from that 2006 White House memo. I mean, that before all the, you know, the white Al-Qaeda propaganda that started coming out at the end of last year and early this year, you had a 2006 White House memo that said that conspiracy theories promulgated by the internet and DVDs are a wellspring of terrorist influence, words to that effect, I'm paraphrasing.
And now they've had the congressional hearings where they showed architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth just covering the basic math and physics, saying they're with Al-Qaeda with no evidence, total slander. And that's right. Michael Reagan's been invited to the White House publicly to get his talking points. Listeners understand, we are now being attacked. We've had him come out and say 9/11 truthers are behind bombings and attacks, that we should be tased, taken to, quote, secret prisons, MSNBC, others. I mean, Paul, we are now the main focus of the criminals that run the government. I hope the listeners realize this. I mean, I keep pointing this out because we need support to continue here.
That's right. They're turning the anti-terror apparatus around to face us. And the media has just gone crazy in identifying anything as terrorism. They even had Fox News when Obama gave his victory speech the other week. Fox News said that the fist bump he did with his wife was a terrorist Hezbollah signal. So, I mean, that's the level of insanity that they can get away with claiming. And then, yeah, they claim that 9/11 truth is a dangerous, possible
Well,
terrorist.
They make women who aren't even Muslim who wear a scarf now, Dunkin' Donuts, take TV ads off because wearing a scarf shows you're Al-Qaeda. This is an insane paranoia when they are Al-Qaeda. The government carried out the attacks. Let's go to Keith Byrne, there with We Are Change Ireland. Give us a report. Is it officially being defeated? They're saying they believe it's been defeated. The Lisbon Treaty to bring you into the EU tyranny has been defeated. Give us your take on what's happening from Ireland.
Well, Alex, the way we look at it is it's a no vote here. The actual government have said unofficially that they have been defeated in the Lisbon Treaty, and I think it was the Minister of Justice who said that it was disappointing and that they didn't get the result that they wanted. So it actually is a victory here right now, and I think it's time that we can celebrate a little. But they are going to come back again somehow, we believe.
Well, another great victory. This is three defeats in a row because you've still got, now they're going to try to put in electronic voting like they're doing in England. But again, showing their dictators, showing their tyrants. Are you excited right now, Mr. Byrne?
Oh, yeah, Alex, we're all excited here, and I've brought other members of the Change chapter here in Ireland, and, you know, we can all speak to you and give our personal stories of the journey throughout the campaign.
Absolutely. This is very exciting. What's the spirit out there on the streets in Ireland?
Well, I'm not too sure. Like, I was in town and I was pretty excited myself. I didn't really get to go out to where the ballots were being counted, but I went up to another campaign in office and the atmosphere there was electric. People were very excited. And
well,
really,
I'm going to continue the discussion for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're streaming live right now and on my internet streams. This is too important. I got about six other guests coming up, Ralph Nader included. So, Paul Watson, stay there. Keith Byrne will be back in 4 minutes for everybody else. This is the long break for InfoWars stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. This is too important. We're going to continue discussions after this quick break. On the other side, we'll be back for everybody else. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left with Paul Watson and, of course, Keith Byrne from We Are Change Ireland. Paul joins us from England. He's the editor and head honcho over at PrisonPlanet.com. with his brother, Steve Watson. Gentlemen, during the behind-the-scenes, PrisonPlanet.tv, 4 minutes we were just doing for the main listeners, they are officially saying now in the towns, and the news is saying, yes, it was beaten. They're coming back now. They're going to use the bureaucracies to try to just force it by fiat, just like our North American Union. But in that is their defeat. They have to show now that in the U.S., in Ireland, in England, in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands, that they don't do the will of the people. They don't follow the Constitution. They let you vote, and then if they don't like what you did, they just go ahead and do it anyways. That's why they need a police state and restrict free speech and have all this, because they're now just taking the gloves off and going into tyranny. Now we have to decide if we're going to speak up and come out of the woodwork to expose the fact that they've lost the moral high ground and discredit them, or are we going to let them come in with tyranny? Go ahead, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what the EU was designed to be all along. We know that as far back as the 50s, when Bilderberg were first meeting, they were talking about a European Union and a single currency. And then I did an article a few days ago highlighting what Vladimir Bukovsky, the Soviet dissident who first revealed the psychiatric torture camps that the Soviets were running, he saw documents in the 80s about how the European Union was designed to turn into what he called the EUSSR, a totalitarian federal super state.
And again, the bankers want that. They want, quote, easy administrative control, as Carol Quigley wrote, call it fascist, call it communist. They want top-down, and they're going to use the Green Revolution as their excuse to cover up for the new consolidation and transfer of wealth from the middle class to the elites. Let's go back to Mr. Byrne from We Are Change Ireland. Any other points you want to add? I mean, I just want to celebrate here. You know, they're going to come back at us, but again, we've had another major victory here.
Yeah, Alex, another major victory, and it couldn't have been done any better with all the campaigners and all the groups and all the activists that were out on the streets. And Alex, do you want to speak to some of the members that helped out? These are real guys that were on the streets till 10 p.m. a lot of nights, most days during the week. We have a few members here.
Are they there now?
They're here right now.
Okay, I'm going to have to get my next guest, Barbara Lowe Fisher, about the vaccines on about 10 minutes late. Call her and let her know we're going to call her at 38 after. Then we got Ralph Nader coming on, Mark Dice, David Edwards, about death squads in the U.S., top expert academic on that subject. But, yes, go ahead and introduce. Who else do we have there?
Alex, we have Derek, we have Johnny, and we have a guy called Brendan.
Okay, give it to whoever you'd like.
Who wants to go?
Yeah. Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, tell us what happened. Tell us who you are.
My name is Brendan. It's a great victory for the Irish. It's a great victory for all the peoples in Europe. This has defeated the European bureaucrats. They had their big project. They had a big project that was so great, they even called it a constitution. When the French rejected it and the Dutch rejected it, they used every dirty trick in the book to try and push it through. They changed the name, they changed the language, but they didn't change the intention. And that's what the Irish realized. They realized what these people were up to, and they voted no.
Well, it sounds like you're excited there. What's the mood on the streets?
Well, unfortunately, the turnout was, let's say, not the best. We're talking about 45% turnout. Too many people just didn't understand what the hell was going on. So that was one of their dirty tricks.
Sir, I understand you're excited, but you're overdriving the microphone on the phone. Just bring the volume down a bit. Say that again.
Okay. The Irish people themselves, a lot of them just didn't understand what was going on. They were deliberately confused by the people in Brussels and their treaty. So, a lot of the people who are active in the movement, certainly they're very excited by the possibilities. I think it's going to take a while before the Irish fully realize exactly what this means.
Absolutely. Great talking to you, sir. And I want to give credit where credit's due. You guys made a film, number one, on Google Video in Ireland for months and months and months. And I think that really helped turn the tide.
Yeah, Alex, and it couldn't have been done any better with two members, Dave and Anthony. They really put that together. But, Alex, I'll introduce you to Derek. Derek is a very hard street activist who likes
Derek,
to...
Derek, tell us. Derek, we're about to break. Tell us what happened. Tell us what you're doing.
Hi, Alex. Basically, for the last few months, I've been out as much as I can, canvassing, leaflets, putting bumper stickers on taxi drivers' cars. Now, talking to the taxi drivers, they're telling me how they're living. Now, they can't afford to live. They can't afford to make money. It's all thanks to the EU, controls, regulations, and that.
Continue.
So,
So basically, a lot of people are awake to it. They just don't see the big picture, but they can feel it in the pocket already. They feel it with the mortgage rates going up, you know, the cost of living, the race to the bottom with wages, influx of mass immigration, which is, it's driving, undercutting Irish workers, and it's exploiting the foreign nationals coming in.
It's international, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back to you guys in a moment, put you on hold now. It is international. The globalists are bringing in an international grid of tyranny. But all of us worldwide are brought together for liberty, from England to Ireland to Germany to Japan, from Russia to Mexico, from Chile to Greenland. The resistance marches on. Paul Watson from the UK, Prison Planet editor, and more with We Are Change Ireland, a great victory against the New World Order when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953.
I salute Ireland. I salute the Netherlands. I salute France. Over there, they don't deny the EU exists. They admit it. But they didn't for the first 40-plus years of its embryonic growth. Now everything is compounded, accelerated, telescoped. Well, what happened in 50 years is happening in 2 years now. We are going under international regulation. I have a business. I get all the North American Union documents telling me I'm under their control. I show them to you on TV. Show them to you on the web. Oh, man. I'm going to play out the rest of this song, and then we'll go back and say bye to We Are Change UK and Paul Watson. The rest of this song is for you. I'll tell you what, cue up the Bandit, because that song's ending. I'm going to play a couple minutes of Smokey and the Bandit. John, you got that? Yeah, tell me when you get that queued up, and as we say bye to them, we'll go out with Smokey and the Bandit. You were on vacation, John. That was sent up last week and on Monday. Going back to We Are Change Ireland, anything else you guys want to add? Anybody else from We Are Change Ireland there who wants to jump on the phone and talk to us worldwide right now?
No problem, Alex. Here's Johnny over.
Hey, Alex. A very hard few months there. Just want to say thanks to all the groups and all the activists, and especially thanks to yourself and other We Are Change groups for giving me the inspiration to do what I'm doing. And also thanks to the people who have listened to us, because it really takes two people to tell the truth, the speaker and the listener, you know. And I just want to say thanks very much.
Well, my friend, I just want to thank all of you. Anybody else there from We Are Change UK, tip of the spear, defeating the Lisbon Treaty?
No one else here, Alex. Just everybody you've spoken to. That's about it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. I'll check in with you next week as this unfolds, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
No problem, Alex. Have a pint of Guinness on us.
Oh, man. Take care, guys. We love you over there. Going to Paul Watson. In closing, Paul, reassessing, recapping, anything else you need to add?
Well, they say you can't fight City Hall. The media tells us we can't make a difference. Here's an example of a small group of committed individuals who have picked the topic. It was a close vote, despite the vote fraud. And the few percentage points that won it for sovereignty could have been these thousands of people that they woke up. So you can fight City Hall. You can make a difference.
And you've got continual reporting at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com as all of this unfolds with the Lisbon Treaty, as the enemy regroups and comes in with a bureaucratic implementation by stealth, as their North American Union documents state. Just absolutely historical things that we see unfolding here. We are the people. We have the will of the people. We have common sense. We have due process, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. The organic law, we're the good guys. The government is owned by foreign corporations that are playing God and trying to piratically seize our society. Paul Watson, God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'm going to go ahead now, as we get our next guest lined up, and play Smokey and the Bandit. This was our theme song when we were out on the road in Bilderberg, being followed by secret police, being chased, being surveilled, and I think this song says it all, ladies and gentlemen. We are the ragtag, and we are going to win with God's help. Here it is.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go,
and it's short time to get there.
I'm
just watch old Bandit run. We're on the side of right. We're going to win. We're never going to stop. We're never going to back down. We're committed. Whatever you do to us, whatever you try, we've got the initiative. We've got the focus. We've got the will, tyrants. And I'm telling everybody who's been on the fence, choose sides now. Get on our team now. Come in for the big win against the New World Order. Woo, I love it. I'm so excited they shot down the Lisbon Treaty. Woo, yeah. And now they're going to try to bring it in through tyranny and show everybody who they are. This song's for you, UK. This song's for you, Ireland. This song's for all of you fighting the North American Union. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on our trail. Yeah, we're going to beat him, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch our bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run.
Yeah. Don't touch the brakes. Just drop that hammer down and go all the way. Be part of history, folks. You're only alive once. This is history. Are you part of the fight against the New World Order? Are you coming in for the big win? That's a question you got to ask yourselves. This is life and death. The enemy's given us no quarter. We are kicking their butt every time we take the field. But most of us don't take the field. Most of you don't know what the historical things that are happening, the things that are going on around you, and just how amazing they are. Do we have our next guest? Folks, this is a perfect time to have this guest on the next 20 minutes, and I want to have her back up for a couple hours in the near future. They've got the site, the organization, the group that really understands what's happening with the vaccines, the eugenics program. In 2000, Congressman Dan Burton sent in federal investigators with a congressional subpoena, seized documents from the CDC, the EPA, the FDA, and in their own documents, they admitted that millions have been brain damaged by mercury in the vaccines. Then the media lied and said there was no mercury in it. Now they've had to admit it's in there. They've had to admit. Federal courts have admitted. Doctors, a blue ribbon panel, had to admit it caused brain damage. We've been right again. Now, Charlie Sheen, my friend, and his ex-wife, he's been to court. He's been fighting her, trying to keep her from vaccinating his children. The news is demonizing him, attacking him. They put a crazy-looking picture of him up on the web on TMZ yesterday. Charlie Sheen tells Denise Richards, "Don't stick my kids." And there's the article for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And it says, Charlie Sheen thinks vaccinations are poison. He doesn't think. He knows. This guy's obsessed with researching things. That's all he does. He does like 10 hours a day. It's incredible. That's, the guy doesn't party, doesn't play around, doesn't just, he drinks black coffee and studies the New World Order. I've got a chance to meet his mother a couple times. They've been known all about it their whole life. Great people. So do a lot of other celebrities, including Jenny McCarthy and her boyfriend Jim Carrey. But his ex-wife, Denise Richards, apparently thinks that both reality TV shows and vaccinations are safe for kids, so naturally there's a big battle brewing. TMZ reports that Sheen sent a legal letter to the girl's physician stating the lack of consent for doctors to treat the daughters. And then they go into the media demonizing him for doing something that he's been proven right. I want to now bring you Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center. We'll give you out the website. But you got about 20 minutes, ma'am. We appreciate you. Break down the group, what we're facing, what's in the vaccines, and there is no law. We've got to take them. Though New Jersey and New York are trying to pass laws to do that right now. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for 26 years, fighting this fight to inform the public about the truth about vaccination, the risks associated with vaccination, and fighting for the freedom in this country to be able to choose which vaccines we want to use or not use any vaccines. In other words, I think it is a human right to be able to choose what you're, to decide what you're willing to risk your life or your child's life for. Vaccines carry a risk of injury or death, and that risk can be greater for some than others. But over the last 25 years, we've seen the government recommend twice as many vaccines and three times as many doses of vaccines.
They're up to 50-something now, and if people would have listened to you and the medical doctors who warned 25 years ago, we wouldn't have millions and millions of autistic children.
Absolutely. We warned back in the 1980s about DPT vaccine that was brain-damaging children, and Congress finally said, wait a minute, we can't have all these lawsuits. We're going to have to pass a law. And they did in 1986, protecting the manufacturers and the doctors from liability because the truth was getting out and people were going to court. And they said, and the vaccine manufacturers said, we're going to leave this country without any vaccine. So the government says, we're going to protect you. Well, since then, we have seen an addition of so many vaccines. In fact, with the CDC's latest recommendation of a flu shot for every child from 6 months through 18 years old, we're up to 69 doses of 16 vaccines the government recommends for our kids through age 18. And they simply have not done the scientific studies to prove that this kind of manipulation of the immune system is safe. And they
Here's a microcosm. On their own Gardasil insert, go to Gardasil's website, Merck, folks that brought you Vioxx and all the heart attacks. You go there and they say this probably doesn't even protect you. There's hundreds of strains. This only covers 4 to 6. If you already have the virus, as most Americans have, it gives you a 45% increase in actually getting cancer. But it doesn't matter. People think it's a cancer cure. They're out taking it.
Yeah, that's a vaccine, the newest vaccine, and they only studied that vaccine in fewer than 1,200 little girls under the age of 16.
And there have been a bunch of deaths, and they still approved it.
And they still approved it, and they targeted 11-year-old girls. They'd only studied it in about 100 11-year-old girls,
good
and
God.
Yet the government said every little 11-year-old girl should take it, and Merck, within 6 months of licensure by the FDA, went through all of the states trying to ram vaccine mandates in, you know, so that all sixth grade girls would have to get it.
And by getting Perry to sign on to it, it kicked in vaccine liability because they knew it was a dangerous vaccine. And
exactly.
So now the taxpayer pays for all the damage, but nobody ever hears about it.
But we did organize a national effort, and parents went into their legislatures in the states, and they opposed this vaccine being mandated. And for the first time in a quarter century, we beat back a government mandate. And so what you said at the top of your show, of this segment, you are right. If people will stand up for their right to be free to make these kinds of choices, they can make a difference. But they have to get out of being apathetic, and they have to stand up and be counted.
Absolutely. This is all about setting precedents. Continue to break down the types of, I mean, they admit all these different types of cancer viruses found in vaccines, all the mercury, all the DNA fragments, all the toxins, all the different chemicals, the different funguses, the different bacteria. I mean, they forced the anthrax shot, later admitting that it killed
right.
a bunch of the troops. They forced smallpox shots, so they had to suspend it because it was killing so many people. But it always is in the back of the paper. I mean, this is a holocaust.
No, the people just generally do not understand what are the components of vaccines. There's aluminum. Yes, there's mercury. They've taken mercury out of some of the vaccines, but they've left it in the flu vaccine, for example, that we're trying to give every kid. They're saying every kid has to get every year. There's phenoxyethanol. There's adventitious agent contamination with virus DNA from viruses and bacteria they can't screen for. There is, you know, plus lab-altered viruses and bacteria. So, you know, when you manipulate the immune system over and over again, atypically, by injecting into the body these components and these lab-altered viruses and bacteria, you have no idea what is going to happen, particularly if you are a person who has, for example, in the family, a history of autoimmunity like thyroid disease or rheumatoid arthritis or asthma or severe allergies, which a lot of us have. That we may already be predisposed to kind of having a hypersensitive immune system. If you keep hitting a kid over and over again, sometimes with 8 to 10 vaccines on one day repeatedly, you are going to have a greater number of people who would ordinarily not have expressed that autoimmunity become damaged, brain
well,
and immune system damaged.
Give out the website for your organization.
We have, the website is www.nvic.org. For National Vaccine Information Center.org. We also have a new website, StandUpBeCounted.org.
Okay, we're talking to the president of the National Vaccine Information Center, the biggest advocacy group for choice, for people having their right to not be medicated against their will and to inform the public about what's happening. I don't normally get in Charlie Sheen's business. I'm good friends with him. And he, you know, privately in the past, before this was all public, even when she divorced him, she brought up these issues. Saying he's crazy, he believes vaccines are dangerous. Meanwhile, Jenny McCarthy's on Oprah. It's all over the news. Larry King Live's admitting it. The government's admitting it. And then now she's attacking him in the media again, trying to medicate. I think we're going to make a YouTube video of this, and I'll send it to Charlie, and he might give it to her. He's nicely tried to educate her for years. This is one of the reasons they actually split up, because he cares about his daughters so much. And we could probably get this to Denise, and you don't have a dog in this fight. Would you like to talk to Denise Richards for a minute or two? If you had a minute or two to talk to her, this will probably get to her. What would you say to Denise?
She needs to become educated. This is a very serious issue. I actually, many years ago, had a talk with Charlie Sheen about this. I tell you, Charlie is a freedom fighter. He's an incredible guy, and he is educated about this issue. She really needs to open up her eyes, take another look at it, and do it, because she needs to protect her children just in case they may be at high risk for having vaccine reactions.
But, I mean, how can she say he's crazy when he's given her the research and it's all over the news it's causing problems?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that personal situation. I only know that Charlie has educated himself. He has done a lot of research, I agree with you. And he is very articulate about the subject. And I think that, you know, mothers and fathers, whether they're together in a marriage together or whether they're split up, they really need to take this issue seriously and not make it a battleground for who gets custody or whether one person is a better parent than another. This is serious stuff. These vaccines can impact on brain and immune system function, and everybody needs to get educated about it before they get one more vaccine.
Well, they're also tied into autoimmune diseases causing cancers, and they found so many, not just SV40, but so many other cancer viruses in every major vaccine line.
Well, there, you know, this is the situation with, for example, polio vaccine. A lot of people don't know that that vaccine was contaminated with SV40, which is a cancer-causing virus. They now have found SV40 DNA in the bone, brain, and lung cancers of both children and adults. It also, that those vaccines were contaminated with SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, which has been associated with HIV. There is a tremendous
God.
Yeah, there is a potential HIV connection to the polio vaccines.
Well, Dr. Salk has now admitted that the monkeys they used for the polio vaccine had been used in bioweapons tests in Africa.
Yeah, that's the connection, is the experimental polio vaccine campaigns in Africa in the 1950s and 60s.
And over 100 million Americans got inoculations from those batches.
Correct.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Hey, sorry, Denise. We just know the facts. Your ex-husband knows the facts. And I'm tired of you picking on Charlie and being ignorant. And you've made this a public issue on your stupid reality show to torture him. And we're sick of it. So his friends are weighing in and telling you, stop doing this to your children just to make fun of your husband who happens to know what's going on, your ex-husband. We'll be right back with our guest.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Ralph Nader scheduled to be calling in the next 10 minutes. Then Mark Dice being death threatened on national radio by Michael Reagan. This serious, totally jam-packed Friday transmission here, ladies and gentlemen. Lisbon Treaty going down in flames. EU swears to try to ram it through now through the bureaucracy illegally. We are talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher. I didn't mean to bring Charlie Sheen into this, but the point, he's being attacked in national media right now. All the evidence is on his side. He told me he'd done hundreds of hours of research. I was just talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher, who, she said, Charlie called her years ago and did an hour and a half research with her on the phone. I mean, that's an example of, I didn't even know she knew Charlie. And here he is with another activist group with scientists and doctors on their group doing research. And then Denise does no research, like so many other mothers and fathers out there who then just say, Barbara, they lied for years and said that we were lying, that mercury was even in the vaccines. Or then they said mercury was good for you. In fact, John, cue that mercury good for you clip up. Your comments on the amount of deception they put out, and then now, all over the country, at the start of the school year, they announce it's the law, come to the courthouse, come to the sports stadium, be inoculated, or you'll be arrested, and there's no law. Then you've got that mass fraud. I mean, this is so incredible, Barbara.
Trying to do in New York, they're trying to ram through legislation that would make the CDC a de facto lawmaking body, that every time the CDC recommends a new vaccine, it would be automatically added to the state laws in New York. And they want to do this in every state. And they're even going so far as to say every new vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease like HPV or hepatitis B would be given to children without their parents' permission. Now, they're really, really going beyond the line. And I think that people don't realize that these laws get passed and they never even know about it. And they need to stay, they need to get on our website, they need to sign up for the vaccine e-news I put out every week that alerts people about paying attention to what's happening in their state, because they're going to wake up one day and they're not going to be able to say no to that. There are hundreds of vaccines in more than 2,000 clinical trials around the world that are being created by Big Pharma.
And then Big Pharma comes in and makes your government make you take it. Let's play this local CBS clip, but the similar news copy was read all over the country saying mercury is actually good for your brain. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
But if you read the study, it just claimed it wasn't even related to that. It was pure deception. And up on the screen, I have TMZ with a crazy-looking screenshot of Charlie like he's bad. I mean, this is so insane. Give out the organization's website again.
www.nvic.org or standupbecounted.org.
In the minute we've got left, any other key points that need to be added, Barbara?
Well, on the mercury issue, I mean, it kills brain cells. Aluminum that's in vaccine is also known to kill brain cells. I mean, that's just known in the medical literature. For someone to stand up and say that mercury is good for you is just ridiculous. People need to get educated about these vaccines and not assume they're like taking a drink of water. You know, they have profound effects on brain and immune function. And so they need to get educated and then make an informed decision.
Well, in the past, when they only wanted you to take a few dozen vaccines, they could buffalo people and lie and say they had to take it. Now that it's 60-plus shots and then it'll be 100 the next year, as you said, the people are finally saying no. So now the government's trying to come in with actual laws to forcibly medicate people with deadly poisons. And we just salute you and your organization. I would imagine, is your group growing like never before?
Oh, our website is getting more than a million hits now a year. I mean, we're growing. Yeah, a lot of people, if you go on Google search and Google a vaccine topic like vaccine information, we come up number one or two, our website and the blog that I have. So I would really encourage people to not stick their heads in the sand. Don't believe everything your doctor tells you. check it out for yourself. Stand up for your rights.
All right.
Make sure. Okay. Thank
Barbara
you so much.
Barbara Lowe Fisher, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes, we have a presidential candidate running as an independent, not as a Green this time, Ralph Nader, famous anti-corruption consumer advocate, and he is with us now running for president. The Democrats could argue that, you know, it was bad for him to run as a Green, and maybe it made Al Gore lose or this or that or some other candidate, but in the final equation now, what difference is there with Barack Obama and John McCain, and we'll ask Ralph Nader his take on that, talk about his campaign and what his party platform is running as an independent. Mr. Nader, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, listeners.
What's most important for my listeners to know, and why are you running for president?
Well, we need someone who has stood for the people and not for big business and their government minions in Washington. And it's quite clear after working here for so many years that every department agency in Washington, D.C. is overwhelmingly controlled by corporate power. The big banks and financial institutions control the Department of Treasury and the Federal Reserve. The big defense manufacturers control the Department of Defense more than the people. There's not much left for people to decide anymore, Alec. Not much left at all. The Constitution still starts with we the people, but the way the judges are reading it, it sounds more like we the corporation.
Our
website, votenader.org, and I really urge you to connect with that vibrant website from time to time, folks. And also, regardless of where you're going to vote or who you're going to vote for, log into our email at votenator.org, and you'll get regular missives and announcements. So it gives you a different take than the mainstream media does on the presidential campaign.
Sir,
but,
the decision...
The thing is this. People who believe the taxpayer dollar is a sacred trust have got to challenge the waste in Washington. And the biggest waste is in that bloated, wasteful military budget that now takes one half of the federal government's complete operating expenditures, and there's no more Soviet Union. So it's obviously a huge contract bonanza for these big defense companies whose lobbies swarm over Washington, whose political acting committees cash register politics, and whose executives go into the Pentagon telling generals and admirals what they can do at the top.
Mr. Nader, I want to go back to what you first said, you know, describing how global corporations have come in and taken over the decision-making process of government to where government is just their vehicle. How would you describe that that system? Is that fascism?
Yeah, well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said it in 1938 in a message to Congress. He said, when our government is taken over by private economic power, that's fascism. He used that exact words, Alex.
Of
course, it's never been worse.
What do you hope to do with this campaign?
Well, look, what we've got to do, first of all, these global trade agreements are more than trade agreements. They basically allow communist and fascist dictators abroad who receive the global corporations' jobs and industries and pummel their workers down to 20, 30, 40 cents an hour, et cetera. They allow these fascist and communist regimes to pull down the standard of living for the American worker. That's what the whole point of NAFTA and WTO are. It's to open up very low-cost areas abroad, and these are dictatorially repressed costs. They are not market costs in places like China. And so they say, okay, we're open for business. So, you know, General Electric, General Motors, all these companies move their industries, lay off their workers, hollow communities in downtown USA around the country, the electronics industry, the auto supply industry, you know, they're all moving over there. And then they use this hardworking Chinese labor at 30, 40, 50 cents an hour with modern capital equipment, ship the products back to the U.S. And in the meantime, workers and companies playing by the rules here can't compete. And not only that, but a lot of the food you're getting, especially farm-bred fish, for example, from China is contaminated. The blood thinner, heparin, has just been documented to 120 deaths in America.
Mr. Nader.
So we've got to turn this quite right around.
Yes, sir. Got a break. We're going to continue talking on the Internet side.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and listeners at the InfoWars.com streams just got a behind the scenes for 3 minutes with Ralph Nader. This is our main final segment with him for the next 15 minutes right now. Sir Dennis Kucinich, who I know you agree with on a lot of policies, He has successfully defeated a corporate attack on getting back into Congress. He now introduced 35 articles of impeachment, as you know. A, what do you think of those 35 articles? B, are you in support of the impeachment, and what can we do to try to support him in that?
Well, not only am I supportive, but about 3 weeks ago, I stood in front of the White House with the tourists milling around and made a 45-minute case for the impeachment of Bush-Cheney or their resignation, the way Nixon and Agnew had to resign, or their subsequent prosecution once they leave office. I mean, there are at least five serious, repeated, daily high crimes and misdemeanors, as our Constitution puts it, for impeachment. One is a criminal war of aggression against Iraq based on a platform of lies, deceptions, and cover-ups that have been hugely documented. The second is systemic torture that violates the U.S. Army Field Manual, federal statutes, our Constitution, and the Geneva Conventions. The third is arresting thousands of Americans and throwing them in jail without preferring charges and allowing them to have attorneys. Excuse me. The fourth is the spying on thousands of Americans, which Bush has admitted more than once, without a judicial warrant. That's a 5-year jail term, first-class felony under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the fifth is this outlaw president, this King George IV, has had 800 signing statements, signing bills enacted by Congress, and he basically says, I'll decide whether or not I'm going to obey them. And that's more signing statements than all the presidents from George Washington to Clinton put together. So all five, and they go on every day. They're not like Alex, not like, a one-time Watergate situation, not like lying under oath about sex involving Clinton, for which he was impeached. And I think we should all support Dennis Kucinich. You notice that the mainstream media has pretty much blacked him out. And here he is, a upstanding member of the House, right on the House floor. And they got reporters all over the place, and suddenly they put away their pens, huh? So it is important to get Chairman John Conyers and Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hold this president and vice president accountable for their high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, put it very well the other day. He said, quote, we tried a monarchy once, but it didn't work.
Ralph Nader, presidential candidate, is our guest. We'll tell you about the websites and the campaign before he leaves us here in about...
And by the way, Alex,
yes,
just to finish, I was up in Kennebunkport, where the Bushes have their palatial estate, and I made the same point on impeachment, and that's up on our website, votenader.org. Anybody who wants to see that statement across the cove from the Bush family compound... can look up votenator.org.
Good.
It's been getting a lot of attention.
Mr. Nader, I've got to ask you a list of questions here. First off, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of corruption, one of the foremost corruption fighters out there, and we support you in that. But, you know, in your life studying this and seeing different personalities, I mean, here's just one small, tiny example. You have John McCain goes over to England. He has hundreds of donors to a campaign dinner. None of them are U.S. citizens. They admit it's all felonies. The London Guardian and AP report on it, but no other press. And John McCain just says, I don't care. I'll commit crimes if I want to. We have the White House memos with Gonzalez and Hughes saying they can torture children with pliers. I mean, what has happened? It's more than just corruption. It's like insanity. Like they're trying to break every rule. They're trying. Even the Nazis didn't admit they tortured people. They just did it in secret. I mean, the mindset of these people, I'm worried they may stage a vent. They may start another war with Iran. I mean, they're building FEMA camps. That's now in the newspapers. They're setting up private death squads. I mean, can you just speak to what we've seen? Not just the articles of impeachment, but just the total lawlessness and why you think they're doing it, because there's got to be some method to this, or is it just total megalomania?
Lawlessness is the right word. This is an outlaw presidency. This is a president who thinks he's above the law, beyond the law. He can do anything he wants. He can arrest and throw in prison anybody he wants. He can invade and attack any country in the world that he wants, and he's effectively said that. And he can violate any constitutional provision or federal law that he wants. Now, how does he get away with it? Because there's no opposition party to speak of. The Democratic Party have just lain down on the job. They control Congress, but they refuse to have impeachment hearings. They even refuse to have hearings on the constitutional and statutory crimes of the Bush-Cheney regime. And I notice a real tone of urgency in your voice, Alec, and it's well merited because this is a subversion of everything our founding fathers ever dreamed of for our country. And we've got to do something about it. We've got to contact our senators and representatives, and when they come home in August, I mean, surround their auditoriums with protesters and say, you've got to do something. Don't tell us that it's only 6 months left.
And then the police show up and say no protest allowed. Activists being arrested everywhere, building more prisons everywhere. I mean, it looks like this regime, backed up by the corporations, is going for broke. What do you think their end game is?
Well, I mean, their end game is basically corporate fascism. That's what it is. The merger of government and big business for criminal purposes. And you'll notice that on our website, one of the issues on our table there, off the table for Obama and McCain, is an aggressive crackdown on corporate crime and corporate subsidies of the taxpayer dollar. And, you know, this corporate crime has looted and drained millions of pensions of workers, small investors, laid-off workers. Nobody's working for Enron anymore. Wall Street is a hotbed of crookery and crime, and you got a war criminal in the White House.
Oh, my God.
You know, the shocking thing of it is, Alec, is how much are the American people going to take?
Well, that's my point, sir, is that they look like they're accelerating it, and I'm worried that they'll even leave office. I mean, are you worried they might stage something?
I'm worried they might attack Iran. Yeah, I mean, that way he shuts up the press, most of the press. He chills out the Democrats. He stifles dissent and concentrates more power in his hands. I think the hope for the country are these retired generals, admirals, national security types, the diplomats who have spoken out against the war, but they haven't organized into a powerful lobby against the war, against this kind of criminality. Although when you talk to them, when you read their op-eds and their statements, they're just terrific patriots. But they one at a time doesn't do it. They got to all organize, and that'll turn Congress around, let me tell you. These heroes and patriots with the ribbons and where they've served all over the country up against these draft dodgers called George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, it's no contest.
Well, it is a going for broke, and you're right. There's all these great patriots fighting back against them. Shifting gears into another subject, GMO. I mean, I've had the scientists who worked at the companies where all the rats would die when they'd feed them a potato over a few months, and then they put that on our table. I mean, again, it's like the corporations have gone insane. I don't mean your mom and pop ones, listeners. I mean the big fortune one. Yeah, like Monsanto and others. What would you do as president against these GMOs?
Well, first of all, suspend any further GMO foods in the marketplace. They are not labeled. 95% of the American people, when they go into the supermarket, they have said they want genetically modified foods in packages and elsewhere labeled. And Monsanto says no. The people say yes. Monsanto wins. The people lose. No democracy there. Also, there's a very good group in Cambridge started by Harvard and MIT scientists called Council for Responsible Genetics. And the website is genewatch.org. That's GENEWatch.org. And you get good information there. There's been at least some progress. Congress is about to ban employers from deploying DNA information in order to decide whether to hire or fire somebody.
Oh, that's another issue. What about police all over the country under federal grants taking blood at checkpoints without warrants? There's body scanners going in the airports that literally scan your naked body and save the images. What would you do to that?
Well, I'd stop that because, first of all, there are some things in people's packages that these body scanners don't catch to begin with. And it's amazing how they want to have these body scanners, but the cargo is still very little examined of the passengers.
1 out of 100 on the cargo ships.
In
closing, Ralph Nader running for president, what is the strategy? How do we help force you into the debates?
Well, Google at their headquarters the other week wants to do their own debates, and you know, with YouTube as their subsidiary, they can pull it off. They want to start one in New Orleans, and they can deliver an audience that doesn't rely on NBC, ABC, and CBS. That's one. And the second is really protest this debate commission. You can get the way to protest. Go to the website opendebates.org.
Opendebates.org.
And you ought to have this guy George Fair on your program. He's the expert critic Harvard Law grad. He's the expert critic on the debate.
Yeah,
commission.
We have these private corporate hijackings of the process. Hey, listen, here's an idea, and I'm sure you've thought of it. Even if ABC, CBS, Fox won't let you in the debates, how about we have the real third party, the real independents, have a real Google debate, even if they won't show up?
Exactly, and have empty chairs where they're these cowards are afraid to show up. Other Western countries have 5-6 people on the debates. These guys want it all to themselves, and they own the corporation.
Leonard, 1 minute closing statement. We're out of time, sir.
All right. For 40 years, I've worked for the American people. You've got safer cars, and we've had drinking water safety, food safety, freedom of information, so you know what's going on, and you can sue the government to get information. We're opposed to subsidies, handouts, giveaways of your tax dollars to corporations. We want to put the corporate crime wave under the rule of law and prosecute these crooks, business crooks. Put them in jail after they're convicted. It'll improve prison conditions. We want to reverse U.S. policy in the Middle East, impeach Bush and Cheney, repeal anti-union laws, adopt a security speculation tax on Wall Street so they can reduce taxes on you as a worker, put an end to the ballot access obstructionism that keeps dissent from getting into the arena, and dissent is the mother of all assent, and open up the question is, why do corporations as artificial entities have the same constitutional rights as you, real people, do? And if they continue to do that, there's no such thing as equal justice under the law between you and ExxonMobil. So log in to votenator.org, sign on to our email list right away, and you will get a real refreshing view of what this presidential race should be all about.
Presidential candidate Ralph Nader, thanks for joining us. Will you check back in with us as this develops?
Will do. Miss you since I saw you in Crawford the other day.
Take care, sir.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
I got a lot of love. I just love everybody. Until I see them hurt innocent people. Until I see them push little people around. Until they try to push me around.
That's right.
That's right. I'm not here to be a slave. I'm not here to have my creativity and my liberty and my mobility stifled. I'm not giving in to the New World Order. I'm not going quietly into the night.
You don't have to go.
Well, the Lisbon Treaty shot down, official. And they say they're going to go ahead and try to ram through EU takeover of Ireland. Whether the people like it or not. Keep it rolling. I like it.
I see your man ain't here. He don't care. And when the night is gone, we'll move on.
You know, I wish I could just sit here and listen to music on the show. I guess I'd be a disc jockey.
To face another day.
What an easy job. Baby, baby. You know, it's very satisfying.
Search the world for someone I'll never find.
So satisfying to fight tyranny.
Someone who wins. Who the hurting kind.
To take action against evil and to see it. Bear. Such incredible fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make the wrong seem right.
I mean, it is so important.
So come on now, run me.
For all of you.
Run me. Roll me
to come together.
Run me.
As we pull.
Run me.
Through this dark night. You know, they say that adversity makes men and plenty makes monsters. It is adversity that brings out the greatest in all of us. This Madison Avenue materialism is what has brought us to what we are today. But now the pendulum begins to swing back as tyranny comes to its greatest level in modern history. With a scientific overlay, the likes of which was never even dreamed. We see ragtag groups who love liberty and hate tyranny coming together on a thousand fronts.
Oh, yeah.
I know your heart's like mine. And that's really it. It is so good to be able to commune with all of you. To know that we're together. To know that we're going through that long night. And we're coming through on the other side with daybreak and the rebirth of liberty and humanity pointing its great creativity and its love towards the stars. I am just so honored and humbled to know all of you. And I'll tell you right now that we are having a huge effect. And yeah, I'm having adrenaline rushes right now. I'm having endorphins being released in my mind right now because I know what matters. I know what's important. And we've had some amazing victories in the last few days. We're having a victory that we're waking up so many people. We're having victories that we just shot down the Libsyn Treaty with EU expansion into Ireland that will force the enemy now to act like what they are, dictators, and move ahead with forced implementation. That will only swell our numbers and accelerate the explosion of the alternative media. The enemy will then move to block the internet, and that will only prove our case that much more. Victory is within sight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
as my memory tears fall back through the years when Dad was around. His big hands, I recall, impressed me most of all when Dad was around. Doing the chores, getting things at the stores, hunting, fishing, I was 5 then 11. His big hands in those days showed me all of his ways, oh, when Dad was around. From 12 to 20, we were happy, had plenty when Dad was around. His big hands were still guiding, in each other confiding, when Dad was around.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Now, that is who is outrageous. Who you were just hearing there is who is outrageous. We have a constitutional right to the First Amendment. We had We Are Change arrested and ticketed in Denver for on the streets of Denver handing out DVDs yesterday. We're going to be getting them on Sunday. We had We Are Change videotaping outside a event with Colin Powell. They arrested them and charged them with trespassing for being on the city sidewalk. They are openly calling to put us in camps, beat us, send us to secret camps. They said that on The Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough. These are serious people, ladies and gentlemen. They are trying to say that we're involved in bombings and terrorism, just making it up. Mark Dice had the great idea earlier this week, and Fox had the headline, 9/11 truthers go postal. And then it went to say, we want to mail stuff to the post office, but the headline implies we're killing people while they say they want to kill us. Mark, you have to take legal action on Michael Reagan, because this is what the Nazis did the first few years, beating people up, calling for violence, saying we should be killed. I mean, he's the guy with the party who helped destroy the borders, who helped triple the size of government. They're not conservatives. They lied to us. We know the Republican memos say they want more 9-11s. They wanted 9-11 before it happened. PNAC said September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. You're getting all these threats. I'm getting threats. And this guy is on hundreds of stations. I know he's on in San Antonio, right here. We can hear him in Austin, calling for your murder. I mean, there's no doubt that they want tyranny in this country. Mark Dice, what was it like for you to learn of this?
pretty shocking. I actually contacted the FBI, filed a report with them. The agent on the case got back with me shortly after, asking me to forward the death threats that I've been getting in the email. I've contacted the FCC. I've sent out a press release to every major news agency about this, demanding that he be fired and legal action be taken. You can go to markdice.com and get a copy of the press release, and just want to ask everybody to send it out to all the media. This is completely unacceptable. This is beyond the pale. He's more than crossed the line. They are the terrorists, and I'm going to pursue as much legal action as I can.
Well, there's a lot of weak-minded nutcases that love the New World Order, and they may kill you. I mean, they may take a shot at you, Mark, and then that son of a bitch is definitely going to go to prison.
And not only that, he wants to pay for the bullet, too. And, you know, he's putting
himself out to hold it. He is calling for murder. He contracted murder on air. And we got the whole tape. He didn't say it was a joke. He solicited murder. He solicited premeditated capital murder. I hope you put that in your press release. In fact, that's the headline we should have at Infowars.com. I know there's some stories Kurt Nemo's already gotten up there. But Michael Reagan, son of the president, contracts for murder on air. He was serious. He called for your murder 3 separate times and offered to pay for it.
Yeah, now there's another talk show host I'm not going to name that has called for the murder of judges in the past, and people have went out and murdered them. This is very serious, which is why I contacted the FBI, and we're going to do everything that we can to take all the legal recourse against this. This is very sad, very shocking. They've crossed a new line here now. No,
they're desperate. I mean, my family's getting threats after they tried to call my wife as I was leaving Bilderberg. And said that I'd gotten a woman pregnant, and of course was made up to freak her out. Then stuff about burning my house down, going after my children. I mean, these are the scum of the earth.
And even if it's not a government job, by putting the word out there, by encouraging that, some psycho, some mentally unstable person, what they're hoping is will track us down and do their dirty work for them. And he needs to be held accountable. I'll keep everybody informed on what's going on with the case here. And please go to markdice.com, get the press release that I have posted there. It has a link to his statements in there, and email it to all the major media institutions. Let's get this man fired.
Well, I want to say this to everybody out there. I got a Second Amendment right to defend myself and my family. And so I'm going to just put the warning out. When we go to events, we have off-duty police officers there. I've never told anybody that before. And I just want people to understand something. We have concealed carry permit people, and we are not going to put up people's crap. We will defend ourselves 110%. Mark, what about you?
Listen, I'm 6'3", I'm 210 pounds, I'm trained in martial arts, I have firearms. I will take all the legal duties to defend myself and my family and my property.
And they demonized the Black Panthers, that's all they said. They said, we will protect ourselves.
This is strictly in self-defense. We're not an offensive movement, this is an information outreach, and now they're threatening us with contract killings, with murder. This is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what else to say. I'm just so pissed. I try not to just yell on the phone and get out of control.
No, go ahead. Get out of control. It's what's going to take to get this country back.
Oh, I know, man. You know, I put the phone number for his network, for his studio on there. I want everybody to call that. There's an email link to the FCC. You can file a complaint with him. Have information for the date of the broadcast and just include maybe my press release.
Yeah, when was the date of this? Was this yesterday?
This was Tuesday, June 10th during the second hour of his program, which is nationally syndicated. I believe he has millions of listeners. This is a talking head that's been on Fox News. He's the adopted son of Ronald Reagan. And well, you know, I don't know much about Ronald Reagan. We know he was involved with Iran-Contra and the Bohemian Grove, but his contract killings were at least done in private.
Well, we're not going to put up with this. He needs to be arrested immediately, and it's time for these terrorists to be brought to justice. How dare them threaten my wife and my children? How dare them do this? How dare them do this to you, Mark?
The agent that I talked to, I mean, we know that there's corrupt elements within the FBI, but they do a lot of good work. They do a lot of legitimate investigations, same with the police and the military. And so we can only hope that the agents on this case are legitimate and are going to fight for the Constitution. They're going to fight for my civil rights. They're going to hold Michael Reagan fully responsible.
In case there's any questions about it, tell us in a minute. Let's just play the whole clip right now. Go ahead and roll it. It's about 2 minutes. Here it is. This is the contract killing, the call for a contract killing, soliciting capital murder. He's in the top 10. He's the 9th largest host in the country, rated at 4 million listeners per day. This is 4 million people hearing for the contract murder of Mark Dice for engaging in the First Amendment. Here it is.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett. That was a mean thing. You know how mean that was to say?
Yeah. I'm sorry if I offended Mark.
They hate real constitutionalists.
You know, I also want to urge everybody, too, for those who didn't know about the campaign, the Operation Inform the Soldiers. Information's on MarkDice.com about that. And I'm
this is only going to make us send out more now that they've engaged in this treason, this crime. You know, Mark, this is so amazing that he would seriously do this, and there's more at the first of it. There's more. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It's up at MarkDice.com, TheResistanceManifesto.com. People have to get behind you, Mark, and us like never before. These sudden threats, these, you know, saying we should all go to FEMA camps, be tortured to death on MSNBC, on CNN, on Fox, saying we're criminals, we need to be arrested. I mean, we're hurting them. Make no mistake, listeners, it's you doing it, getting the word out. They're getting desperate. Mark Dice, your take on that.
You can hear the anger and the hatred in his voice, and everybody knows this. Everybody
and that's because
heard.
They know that we know that the globalists did 9/11, and they've been defending this system, and they're getting scared they're going to go to prison.
I was on the biggest talk show in Los Angeles, KFI 640, yesterday with Bill Handel, and he knew and he acknowledged that a third of the American people believe 9/11 is an inside job. At least that's a third as of
so we should all be shot, though. 36% of us believe total inside job. 84%, Angus and Reid, New York Times poll, believe they may have carried it out. 84% of us need to be killed.
Listen, if you don't want to spend the money to send the troops letters and DVDs, there's also programs where you can email the troops, which is free. Go to my press release, and there's a couple websites on there where you can sign up for free and email back and forth with the troops, and let's email them links.
And they're going to put spooks on trying to stop those, so send it under other names, other places, but also do it through churches. There's thousands of groups doing this so that they can't coordinate stopping us, and they're worried because tyranny comes to your door in the form of a uniform or as military or police. If we're able to wake all them up, that's what Jack McClam's been doing for 27 years, that it's game over for them.
Yeah, I'm sending my material through a surrogate just because I'm sure that they've been my name's been flagged, and any material that I send is probably not going to make it through. But if we get thousands of people to at least send emails with links and documents and YouTube videos, the troops will get it, they'll read it, and I'm sure that a lot of the troops are going to appreciate it and are going to send us back emails saying that they understand.
I want to say something, Mark, to the military and police and the secret police that were following me in Virginia last week, admittedly, in the video we got of it. You know the government's bad. You know you're doing wrong. You know torture of children's wrong in memos. You know the rape of women in front of their husbands is wrong. You know sniping families off the side of the road for target practice and laughing's wrong. You know calling for U.S. citizens' murder is wrong. You know it's wrong. You know the pension funds being robbed are wrong. You know the NAU is wrong. You know the open borders are wrong. You know trillions missing from the Pentagon is wrong. You know you're in the wrong. And I want to tell people in the government engaged in crimes, if you won't join us, at least stand down and committing crimes. Because, Mark, I mean, he admittedly got White House talking points. He's one of the guys that goes to the White House and has those public meetings. This is a White House threat. This is, we are going to kill you. And my whole point is we're committed. We're not stopping. I told people this week I felt the threshold go up to a whole new level. Mark, what do you, I mean, are you committed? You're never stopping. That's the key. Everybody else, they can't stop us all.
No, the can of worms I've opened is out, and my friends and family have your numbers, Alex, and others, and if anything happens to me, they're going to contact you immediately. They also have other radio stations, other courses of action that will be taken if anything happens, any funny business. So they can't stop us, and they're getting so angry that I don't think that they know what to do, and they're just speaking off the top of their head.
No, they're cornered criminals, but I would add this. I'm nonviolent. But when they threaten my family and other people, they change the rules of war, and they need to know that I'm on air telling everybody don't be violent. They need to understand something happens to Mark Dice, something happens to you. This is maybe it's what they want is an escalation. But the whole point is that they're crossing lines that they shouldn't be crossing. And my God, Michael Reagan has really, coming out saying you need to be murdered. He better hope and pray civilly, criminally, and also with retribution. There's a lot of unstable people that listen to this show. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of hardcore special ops, retired vets, people in there, and they are they know, folks.
And listen, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You're a law-abiding citizen. We're a nonviolent informational outreach. Self-defense is our legal right, and if your life or somebody else's life is in immediate danger, you have the legal right to take the course of action that will protect that individual, even if that results in the attacker's death. And I want to make that clear that we know our rights. We're law-abiding citizens, and we're nonviolent, but we're not going to just stand by and let ourselves be attacked or harmed in any way.
Amen to that. I mean, this is Mark, I'm just speechless right now hearing that.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. And, you know, at first I was so in shock, and then I started really thinking about the ramifications of this, which is why I contacted the FBI. I've been in contact with this agent, and we're going to see what we can do, and taking all the legal action that we can to the FCC, to the press, and we're gonna send a message that this is not tolerable. That they are the terrorists. They're the anti-Americans. They're trying to eliminate our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment. And I want to just our First Amendment. I want to just make this clear that the Constitution lists the amendments in the order of importance. The first one is the right to freedom of speech, and the second one is the right to bear arms.
It defends the first.
I also want to make everybody clear that. That Jesus himself said to sell your clothes and sell your goods and buy a sword.
Yeah, there's no doubt. These are rogue criminals, mad dog killers out of control who are so criminal, they just think they can let it all hang out. And I think they've way overreached here, Mark. Stay there for a final segment. I want to give out the number to the neocon, fake conservative, anti-American network he's on. And then, you fake conservatives, the jig's up. You've attacked Ron Paul, everybody else. Your name is mud. Your ratings are plummeting. You're falling apart. We will not sit here and take your crime anymore. We will not take your criminal activity anymore. You're on the losing side. You're on the wrong side. We're going to give out phone numbers to these criminals and to the FCC on the other side with Mark Dice. Stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Cyrus Jones lived to be 103. You're just a little kid. 103's forever.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger,
when you dig my grave,
when you dig my grave,
will you make it shallow?
So I can feel
German defense ministers Willie Nelson, Governor Ventura, architects, engineers, scientists, they've all come out and said it's an inside job.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1904.
They're not going
to
stop us. This song's for you, Mark. We're all going to die someday. Going down in history, we'll be remembered. We're standing up for the little guy.
You should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
The political system of the New World Order is going to be destroyed.
So that I can.
I want to hold Mark 5 minutes over to the next hour. Then we have a Dave Edwards about domestic death squads. Jesse Benton in the last 15, so the fourth hour will be totally jam-packed. Yeah, let's play this little part. The New World Order scare a dying. We're not. We're committed. We're going to live as long as we can, but we're committed. Doesn't matter what you do, we're not going to shut up. We've had enough of your murder, enough of your crime. Enough of you destroying our name.
Grave digger.
You know we're going to beat you. This isn't like past things in the last 50 years. Movements you can control.
So that I can.
You're not going to stop us. People are going to be part of history, part of bringing you down.
Little Mikey Carson, 67 to 75. He rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. And when he grows up, he wants to be Mr. Bird Eagle on the flying trapeze.
Oh!
1940 to 1992.
We'll be remembered.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
All the torture, all the stage terror.
Shallow.
It's all coming out.
And I can feel the rain.
I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Let's go back to Mark Dice. Mark, give us the numbers to his syndicator, give us the numbers to the FCC. Give us the numbers, Mark Dice. Death threat.
His syndicator is radioamerica.org. The phone number is 703-302-1000, demanding that he be fired immediately.
Give the number out again.
703-302-1000, also available on markdice.com.
Let me stop you because we're going to hold you over. You need to go. It'll probably only cost you $3,000-$4,000. If you need the money, I'll spot it to you because I know you're broke, Mark. You need to get an injunction filed in your local state or federal court against further death threats and further solicitation to murder. Any judge you bring that before and play it under rules of evidence will put an injunction on him. That will then get the news, and then pressure will be brought, and we can get this guy fired. Go ahead.
Also, the FCC's phone number, 1-888-CALL-FCC, 1-888-CALL-FCC. You can also go to FCC.gov and email a complaint in with the audio link and the date of the broadcast as well.
And when is that cretin on? He's on in a few hours, isn't he?
I think he's on in about 3 hours.
Yeah, we need everybody to call into the show, act like stupid neocons or dumb liberals, and you can get on. We're not dumb liberals or dumb neocons. We're Americans, defenders of the Republic. Mark Dice back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mark Dyson, you're giving those numbers out again to the FCC, the website, going to give out the number for the syndicator for this troll, this fake conservative, this piece of trash, Michael Reagan, who's there to pacify conservatives till they get their New World Order in. Same corporate interests that own him, own Obama, own Hillary, own them all. McCain. Commitment, Mark. We were talking during the break to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They could see it. And internet stream listeners at InfoWars.com for the AM and FM audience. Commitment. Does this scare you off, or does this make you commit more?
This is very energizing for me. I've known the consequences of this for quite some time, and I don't know what they think that I'm going to do other than become more energized. I have so much adrenaline pumping through my system. I've been contacting so many people. I'm just going to go even further. And, you know, and I'm perfectly able and willing to defend myself, and I'm not afraid to die. If I die, if I'm murdered, then my soul is then freed, and everybody else can just continue the work. And again, I have contingency plans for information outreach. If that were to happen, people will be contacting the appropriate individuals. Alex, you're top on that list. And so I just want these people to know that I don't know what they think that they're going to accomplish by doing this other than making themselves look completely more criminal and dig their own hole that they're going to be lying in, just wondering what it is that they've done calling for these criminal activities here. His phone number, the syndication company is Radio America, radioamerica.org. The number is 703-302-1000. And in the complaint, say it was on Tuesday. This information is on my site as well. The death threat was made Tuesday, June 10th during the second hour, and we have audio of that.
Just a death threat, not just a terroristic threat. He publicly contracted services for a premeditated capital murder of Mark Dice.
Wanting to pay for the bullet and mentioning it three times that he thinks that I should be murdered. The FCC's number is 1-800-CALL-FCC. And again, please go to my site, get the press release, and email it out to all the news agencies. Let's get everybody talking about
this. Yeah, it's up on Infowars.com, MarkDeich.com, TheResistanceManifesto.com. Were you able to dig up this little troll's radio show number?
I haven't done that yet. I've been too busy. I'm sure you can go to Reagan.com and check it out, and you get the times there. You can probably stream the show. And again, feed the screener.
Look, they've hired domestic death squads. We're talking about that next. They are desperate. The New World Order is desperate. They want to do here what they did in Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador. And it's not going to happen, bastards. This is home of the free, land of the brave. You
Listen,
understand?
I want to say, too, to anybody that's getting involved or that's thinking about getting involved, and if they're afraid that something like this is going to happen to them, I want to urge you to not be afraid, to just continue on the course of action. Jesus said that the greatest thing that a man can do is to lay his life down for his fellow man, and that's what they want you to do, is to be afraid so that you won't take action. And fear, I've heard, is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And these people want to be bullies. They want to try to scare everybody into thinking that they're going to stop us. And even if they do commit acts and commit crimes against us and frame us, there's other individuals that are going to expose them, that are going to continue the movement. And let's just use this as a reason to energize and to increase
Absolutely.
Our efforts. And again, I want to urge everybody to start emailing the troops and sending the troops more DVDs.
Yeah, this
more
is, let's not forget, their death threat, their contracting for murder on national radio, it is only going to blow up in their face, everybody. In fact, I'm so busy I wasn't going to do it myself, but we're going to mail the troops some packages here. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going to stop. All the details at MarkDeich.com. Mark, let my producer call you right now. I want to talk to you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've got the live show, the Sunday abbreviated edition of the 4-hour weekday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to have you on the show. This is just absolutely incredible, and we'll be talking to you on Sunday. And we're all going to be praying for you, Mark. We appreciate your courage.
Thank you. And Michael Reagan said, if you got a problem with it, deal with it. So we're dealing with it.
Yeah, we're going to deal with him. He's going to get civilly sued, and he's probably going to go to prison. He has contracted for murder in front of everyone, committed an incredible crime. We need injunctions now to stop further murder, calls for murder. The person that may try to murder Mark Deich or anybody else is going to be listening the next time he does it. This is a clear danger. He must be injuncted now from further crimes. Mark Deich, stay right there.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jesse Benton with the latest Ron Paul campaign news. The last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to have the gentleman we're about to talk to back into the near future. 35 minutes is not enough with him. He's David Edwards. Works with David Ray Griffin, works with Peter Dale Scott, writing a book with him right now about death squads and more. This fits in. We were talking about domestic death squads, the private security firms. They run the red light cameras, the surveillance cameras. It's the military-industrial complex, foreignly owned, coming in, taking over. But I want to play again from right when he's making the death threat, about 30 seconds in. This is Michael Reagan, ninth largest talk show host rated by talkers, 4 million listeners per day. In his second hour, it's on all over Texas. You can hear him on three stations that come into Austin, calling for murder, contracting for murder, calling for people to kill, saying he will pay for it, and calling for the murder of anyone that gives 9/11 truth information to the troops. Let's play this vicious, unprecedented 1939 style intimidation, the exact same kind of stuff they did in Germany to shut up the opposition. This is pure evil, and we're only going to the next level. You threaten my family, it's been happening. Threaten my wife, you bastards. Listen, I don't know about you, but down here in Texas, folks, my family didn't fight at San Jacinto and didn't raise Colonel Travis's son and didn't go through everything we went through to be a bunch of cowards. And Americans aren't made of cowardly stuff. You've mesmerized us. You've got us into your false left-right paradigm. You put everybody to sleep, but they're waking up now. And people don't like it. They don't like your tyranny. They're not scared of you. We're still made of the right stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to go to prison, all of you. You're just going to keep pushing and pushing. Let's play the serious crime.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
All right, that's enough of this bastard.
That was
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. You need to tell everybody this weekend to go to markdice.com, infowars.com, get the story, get the link. Call every government agency, because if they can get away with this, this is part of a program they follow in countries. They got 30% of the population that'll do anything they say. That's going to be the ruling class, the ruling death squad enforcers. We're going to go to Mark Dice in just a moment, and we're going to let him go in a second. I want him to talk about the death threats he's getting as a result of this, but I wanted to go to David Edwards, an expert on death squads, co-authoring a book right now on the subject, and he is an academic. He has been all over the world reporting on this, seeing it firsthand. I just had you on for about 10 minutes a few days ago. What, Tuesday, the day he did this, we're learning about it 2 days, 3 days later. We were talking about how they're going to unleash death squads, how they're calling for our death on TV, saying 9/11 truthers need to be tortured, tased, go to secret prisons. This is a guy who admittedly gets talking points from the White House, New York Times. He goes there and gets orders. This is directly from the White House. We have Congress having hearings showing 9/11 truth, architects and engineers saying they're with Al-Qaeda. What does this mean to you to see this happening, David Edwards, as an academic that's been studying this for decades?
Well, this is really close to the bone for me. While I was teaching in the University of Maryland system, I'm an expert in the Andean region, and I speak some of the Indian languages in that region. And while I was teaching in the University of Maryland system, I was setting up language training courses for anthropology students in those languages, and was approached by one of these private security firms that provides linguistic and other sorts of services to the Pentagon, and they attempted to tempt me to work for them and set up a Quechua language training program. Quechua is the Incan language, for appeared special forces and that type of group. They were very interested, it appeared, to get back into Bolivia and overthrow the first Indian president elected to the Bolivian presidency. And I, of course, refused to work with them, and I got information through channels to Evo Morales, the Bolivian president. And right after that, I had one of my cars. I lived in Annapolis, Maryland, so I was right in the heart of this system. And someone literally picked up and wrapped one of my vehicles around the tree in front of my house. And then I endured for several days. I had to commute long distances to the college where I was teaching, and I had Maryland State Troopers escort me the entire 80 miles one way when I was going to work, and they made a very clear presentation of the fact that people very high up were very irritated that I had transmitted that information to the
president.
Well,
I want you to tell that story after Mark leaves. He's got to go. That's why you're here, to go over this network. They've taken over hundreds of countries in black ops. They're just deciding to do it here. What does it mean when a White House operative like Michael Reagan calls openly and contracts for Mark Dice's murder?
Well, that's, they know, Alex, that this information is going to come right across your radar screen. And basically what they're saying is they're not only telling Mark, but they're telling you something. That's
They already
really
told me with phone calls this week, believe me.
So I think that's what you need to really pay attention to. Is
who do they think we are? I'm not going to stop. Ever.
Yes, and I think that's very obvious to them as well. And basically what they're not trying to intimidate you. They're basically telling you that they've been given the green light.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the way it is. God, they're scum. I just can't believe they're doing it to this country so their buddies can suck it dry. Mark Dice, comments.
Yeah, I'll just want to thank them if they ever do release me from this earthly plane. And then I just want everybody else to just continue the fight and get the word out. And again, don't be scared. That's what they want everybody to do.
I'm not scared, yeah. Don't let it scare you, listeners. It means we're beating them. Oh, they can't stop us all.
No, this is energizing. It's very disturbing.
And it confirms everything we know about this scum.
Yeah, you know, we're the ones that really care about this country. We're the ones that are upholding the Constitution. These are the Nazis. These are the terrorists. This just absolutely proves beyond a doubt that these are the terrorists. And it's going to be interesting to see if the mainstream media picks this up or if there's going to be a total blackout on this.
Well, I know going into the belly of the beast in Virginia and Maryland and D.C., having them come right up to me and saying, you plan to do something violent? We want to do something violent? Photographing us. We'd videotape them. They'd put clown masks on. I mean, that's what our country's turned into, being followed by guys in clown masks. I mean, it's just so incredible. Folks, they're going to take all your pension funds, everything. That's what this is about. They are going to explain to them, David Edwards studying this and teaching, you know, as a professor at graduate level on this, what is it like to know that they're doing here what they did in all these third world countries, that they're really going to do it?
Well, I think, and please and let me know when you've got a time sensitivity, but the book that Peter and I are writing about really does go back to the literal belly of the beast, and during those last days of World War II and Alan Dulles recruiting Gestapo SS stormtroopers, you know, the worst sort of war criminals, and not just a few, but literally tens of thousands of Nazi troops.
My uncle was in Vietnam and would see the sons of famous four-star Nazi generals in his command in the army, but go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. You had torturers, Nazi torturers, literally Nazi torturers, training U.S. troops, Green Beret troops in Operation Phoenix, and we also, we're going to be looking at the Office of Public Safety operating as a CIA front.
Well, stay there. We're going to say bye to Mark Deitch now. We're going to come back for a couple segments with you and go over this. We're going to have you back on again in the near future. This just broke in the middle of it, and it just so happens you're a death squad expert, one of the top ones, and here we are dealing with it. Mark, good job upsetting the enemy with your great idea. It shows it's an effective attack pattern. No one's going to stop anybody from getting this out. This is an attempt to intimidate everybody. It doesn't intimidate us. In closing, give out those phone numbers again.
Contact the FCC at 1-888-CALL-FCC. You can also go to my site and then email them. And again, try to include the date and the broadcast hour of the show. Of course, the host's name. You can contact Michael's syndicator at 703-302-1000. And please get the press release out to the mainstream media. Let's send a message to them. And I don't think that these fools know that I know how the media works. I know how to slip through the cracks. I know how to find out when they're asleep at the switch.
Mark, stay there. We're going to go ahead and just do, for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars stream listeners, this is so important, life-threatening. We're going to cover these 4 minutes with you right now and our guests. Then we're going to let you go in about 3 minutes and exclusively talk to the academic we have on covering the death squad. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets will write again.
We'll write again, no matter what you do to us.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living.
The spirit of
the
humanity,
land.
The spirit of liberty.
Ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated.
You're gonna lose.
Man.
You've done so many horrible things to so many people. All those graves they've dug up all over Latin America and Asia, where you gunned down whole families and little babies.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do.
You're going to pay.
He tells me that he's coming.
They've trained Los Zetas, Mexican paramilitary teams committing murders from Indiana to Texas. All right, going to our guest, David Edwards, academic. Give out any websites you want. You've got the floor. David, break down what we're facing.
Thanks so much, Alex. I just wanted to, I've always told myself that if I had the opportunity to speak with you, I just wanted to tip my hat to you and your work surrounding the Bohemian Grove. I had a very interesting experience some 30 years ago as I started to realize that my own father was a member of the Bohemian Club, as he had related to me and what exactly that meant. And I went for years really not understanding what all that meant until I was able to go to your website sometime late in 2000 and actually found video streaming. So that really changed my life. I just wanted to thank you for that. Are you there? Hello? Oh, okay. Anyway, as it is, I thought that it would be really salient just trying to get a grasp of the moment and thinking about, you know, what's happened in the last few years and what's taking place right now. I just was going to read very quickly one of the documents that was discovered among some of the former Italian fascist gladiator warriors and undoubtedly having emanated from the NATO Supreme Command, describing the strategy of tension and just very clearly talking about what our moment is right now. So I'm going to just read that really quickly. Our belief is that, and again I'm quoting, our belief is that the first phase of political activity ought to be to create the conditions favoring the installation of chaos in all of the regime's structures, And this is talking about any regime that the Gladio system, or the Condo system for that matter, which was a subset of the Gladio operations, any regime that this system would target. This should necessarily begin with the undermining of the state economy so as to arrive at confusion throughout the whole legal apparatus. This leads on to a situation of strong political tension, fear in the world of industry, and hostility toward the government and the political parties. In our view, the first move we should make is to destroy the structure of the democratic state under the cover of communist and pro-Chinese activities. Moreover, we have people who have infiltrated these groups, and obviously we will have to tailor our actions to the ethos of the milieu, depending on what the culture of that particular country or regime might be. Propaganda and action of a sort which will seem to have emanated from our communist adversaries and pressure brought to bear on people in whom power is invested at every level. That will create a feeling of hostility toward those who threaten the peace of each and every nation, and at the same time we must raise up a defender of the citizenry against the disintegration brought about by terrorism and subversion. And what we see here in this little microscopic event with Mark is that obviously that strategy of tension is being turned on him, and he's being depicted as being subversive, as being then quote-unquote a terrorist, which is what they do. And then riding in on the white horse in the microcosm is this Reagan fellow who's basically saying we're going to go ahead and defend our country, defend our troops against this subversion.
Listen, I'm giving you the floor in here, man. I'm sitting back listening, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
We're about to go to break in a moment, though.
Thank you very much. I'm just so used to you being such a ready participant in the conversation.
I know, but I cut your time short today, so I'm letting you go.
Like I was saying earlier, I really do know what Mark's going through. Of course, my communication was in a far more restricted sort of quiet arena, in that I was teaching 9/11 truth in the University of Maryland system, and I was also communicating information to those who I thought that information might be sensitive. And
all right, listen. The full audience is back in 3 minutes, but this is so important. I want to keep talking to you during the break. People listening on the Infowars.com screens, and of course those listening watching PrisonPlanet.tv, because these death threats are too important. We need every minute of time we have, because we've got the Ron Paul campaign on in 15 minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I gotta say, it's exciting, it's exhilarating. My life means something. I'm going toe-to-toe with the private security firms and the people inside the criminal government that work with the Fortune 100 banks that are gutting this country, setting it up to take the pension funds, the whole economy down, as the IMF and World Bank documents 2002, March that were released, state they will do. We're here defending the Republic. We were just talking to this academic. They're working for the Smithsonian. They tried to recruit him into covert operations. He spoke out against it, exposed it, tried to kill him. After they try to run him down with a semi to see the black op, high and tight guys right there looking at you like they're hunting. Just like they're devils when you look in their eyes. What they don't understand is they could probably break me, put me in a bag, keep a hood over my head, torture me for months. I'll be a mess. But it doesn't matter. My missiles in the info war are fired. My payload is dropped. I'm there. I've done it. I have gotten hundreds of millions of people. Conservatively, to see the films I produced online. I have woken up tens of millions. You, my listeners, have done the same thing. And I know I've done the right thing. And I know that I'm declaring the victory right now. You can't take away what we've done. Going back to you, sir, we got about 12 minutes before Ron Paul's, and half the time his campaign head is so busy, he wandered on, but he'll end up not calling in. So maybe to the end of the hour, but we'll see what happens. Are we calling Ron Paul's guy, Jesse Benton, or is he calling us, John? Okay, we'll call him at about 45 after. You've got the floor for the last time that we've got. I'll have you back up in the next few weeks for 2 hours. This is too important. But continue. Earlier you were reading their own government documents, declassified, about how they control the communists, the fascists. It's all staged. Continue.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Well, one of the things that, referencing back to Operation Condor, which many people don't realize Operation Condor was a subset of Operation Gladio, and oftentimes you had Gladio warriors, and I'm talking about ex-Nazi commandos, SS, Gestapo, as well as Italian blackshirt fascists, and the other sort of paramilitaries that were developed by NATO, by the CIA after World War II, would come from Europe, go into Latin America and participate, lead, train, organize death squads, torture cells, and so it. Operation Condor was definitely a subset of Operation Gladio.
And now they're using the cadres they trained, tens of thousands, and it's now mainstream news. We reported it years before it came out in Iraq, and now they're trying to.
I'm so glad
set up-
you're bringing that up, Alex. That's exactly. I just wanted to sort of trace that genealogy really quickly. That one of the things that people don't generally understand is that Operation Condor, which was basically a South American phenomenon, was then brought up into Central America in the 1980s, and Oliver North and all of the Iran-Contra villains were involved in an Operation Condor operation in Central America, in the Honduras, Salvador, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and the massacre of, about 150,000 Guatemala Mayo was a Condor operation. And Oliver North and the different Condor commandos who were working in Central America then later on, and as well as the South American Condorites, did organize themselves into private security firms that are being contracted, as you were saying, into Iraq, as well as in operations throughout North and South America. So you're basically, you have here a cadre of tens of thousands of private security employees who have been trained either directly or indirectly, literally by Nazis.
And now it's come out mainstream news that the Army training schools teach them how to torture people. Now it's not even hidden what went on at the School of Americas.
That's exactly right. And that entire complex of the School of the Americas and Operation Condor had as its genesis the bringing over of the Nazis into South America back in the late 40s and the 50s.
And really, this is private corporate interests with drug dealing, murdering, torture teams that just said, why not take the U.S. over too? And their arrogant, haughty North and his buddies like Reagan, they just know it. I mean, they all brag about it. They get to act like they're patriotic while they suck the country dry and they prance around. And don't think the left's going to save you. They're just as involved now. This thing transcends parties, doesn't it now?
Well, that's exactly right. One of the things that I definitely wanted to say today was that, unfortunately, one of the big psyops is that we currently live in a fascist state. And the psyop is that all of the facades of American Republican democracy, continue to exist when in fact they do not. And that's the appeal that I was hearing today about, appealing to the judicial system and everything, which undoubtedly at the lower levels, the last bastion of constitutional democracy here in this country. And yet still, we really don't have anything but a hollow shell of the constitutional government that we have been raised to believe in. So the problem here is that now when they start to get more overt like this, which is exactly what they did in South America in the Condor years, I think basically what they're basically saying is, we're going to go ahead, we're going to do what we want to do, and you just watch, we can do this with impunity.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people in this country who aren't poor, starving, unarmed, Mesoamerican populations, and it's going to get bad. My God. Now, this has been going on so long. That's part one. I want you to answer that. But then part two, look at the intelligence community speaking out. Look at all the generals coming out. Look at people saying no to torture. I mean, I want people to know we've got a fighting chance here. They may be able to kill a few of us and try to scare everybody. You got to get more vocal if that happens, folks. Don't let us die in vain if that is to happen, and God forbid it. I love my life and wanted to continue on. But go ahead and comment on that.
Well, I think I'm going to come at this from a very different angle. One of the other things that I did want to communicate today was that I am a cultural anthropologist, and I'm currently working with the more traditional and the more religious Hopi Indians. And just in the course of events, I did share some of the information that I'd been able to discover in the last 7 or 8 years, and just talking to them about 9/11 and that type of thing. And surprisingly, the Hopi Indians actually have a number of prophecies that directly address the current situation that we're in right now. And while I can't be exactly specific, one of the things that they do say is that there will be something that will make the 1860s in this country just look like nothing, that there is going to be a huge conflict within this country and a very large loss of life.
Well, just geopolitically, I can look at that from a sociological perspective. And you know, these young guys on power trips that have tortured, they've wedded themselves to evil, they've committed to what they're doing because they've had to rationalize it. Some are just psychopaths. I want you to address the point. They are losing the moral ground. A lot of their people do not like what's happening now. It's one thing to go down there and kill, quote, foreigners. It's another thing to come here and do it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's exactly that. And that very much mirrors when you talk about the retired intelligence community, the retired military, all these generals leaving. This is exactly what happened in all of the South American countries where Condor existed, which is basically all of them. But Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, you name it, and in Chile, obviously. But in all of those countries, you had this small fascist elite who then went after what they called the constitutionalists. And that included generals and politicians, and they, much of what Condor was about was identifying the opposition in the regular hierarchy of the military and the political world, and murdering those people and eliminating them so that they could silence all official or legitimate voices of opposition to this program. So they start out as a very small, tight elite cadre, and then they go about eliminating all of the significant legitimate voices.
But again, I've analyzed the history. I mean, you're an expert in this, but you recognize I've read quite a bit about it myself and had a lot of other experts on. I see a different sociological makeup here, and they even admit in a lot of their own documents that it's not going to be as easy here as it was in Latin America. And a lot of them, people are going to strike back is my point. This is not just...
Well, yes, and I've had conversations with... I think one of the things that they've actually, you know, now try to avoid... But I think the Vietnam War actually comes into play here because
fragging.
There you had a very large group of citizen vets who have now come back and who understand how to handle themselves, et cetera. And I have actually had conversations with vets who say to me, you know, if what you say is true about 9/11 and all of this, what they say is that there are 500,000 people who would, in fact, fight against something like that if what you're saying is true.
Well, that's the bottom line. I think they really are starting to fight with a tiger, and they're a mouse, and I just hope to God they stop. I mean, I hope to God they slow down, but the signs are, folks, this is the end game. We told you this was real. We told you they were building camps. And you're the main target, American people. You know, it's not just us at the forefront fighting them. And I'm at the point of no return a long time ago. I'm committed to this, and I'm at peace with that. It's just so sad that more good people didn't stand up earlier before this probably unfolds. It's just so sad. God, it's sad.
Well, and as you know, I'm working with Peter Dale Scott on this book, and he is one of the foremost voices in terms of trying to bring to light what it is that they've been doing ever since the 1980s and the development of continuity of government in terms of the internment camps. And one of the things that, again, one of the things that people don't realize is that the internment camps, concentration camps, torture camps were a very huge part of the apparatus of Operation Condor.
God, I think about all the admitted crimes, how they would enjoyably murder children and torture them to death. I just can't believe that's who we are. And I can't believe that they somehow sold a bunch of mainline conservatives that's manly. God help them all. God help them all. God help them.
Well, you know, Alex, one other thing that I really did want to share today before we ran out of time was that, you know, when we start talking about our political leadership, you know, one has to realize that, just give you one example.
Well, let me say this. There's a reason Congress doesn't impeach. There's a reason. They're all scared, too. They know.
Well, as early as 1979, there was a secret classified Senate report that talked about the fact that the CIA was running Operation Condor with the full participation of Nazi, Gestapo, SS cadres, you know, maybe perhaps even numbering into the tens of thousands. And that was a secret classified Senate report. It's still classified. Jack Anderson got his hands on it and started reporting on it in August of 1979.
Well, listen, we got to let you go because we've got the Ron Paul campaign here. But I'll say this: my grandfather was worked in the oil fields and was a lease hound. And when he was out in Midland, Texas, he said that he'd go into the military oil field worker bar restaurants and he'd see a bunch of Germans there in U.S. military uniforms. This wasn't with NASA. So it's just everywhere. Give out some websites real fast, and then we're going to have you back up in the next few weeks.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It's been a real honor. My website, where you can see some of the work that I did with the Smithsonian, is www.treetribes, just like it sounds, treetribes.com.
treetribes.com, treetribes.com. David Edwards.
You can just go to the Smithsonian page, and you can see my work over there.
All right, we're going to talk to you for a full 2 hours in the near future. Take care, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you. Let's go to Jesse Benton for the next 3 minutes and then the final segment of the show coming up with Ron Paul's announcement. He never really even said he was dropping out of the campaign last night, but the website said that. So to be specific, what is going on, Jesse Benton?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. What's going on is we're launching phase two of this revolution. The presidential campaign was phase one in the revolution to restore our republic and take back our Constitution. And if you just look at the incredible expansion of liberty-minded people and the way the message spread during the past 17 months of the PCC, it's been incredible. And it's all because of the grassroots supporters out there. And now, what Dr. Paul has legally ended the PCC, but that's just to get the FEC off our backs so we can really do the work that we need to do. And that is rolling up our sleeves, working with the grassroots. Dr. Paul's going to be a leader, and but at the same time, he's going to encourage the grassroots to keep going with all the spontaneous creativity that they've shown throughout this campaign. And he's going to be there to help encourage and lead. We're going to organize at the grassroots level, and we're going to elect other candidates, constitutionalist candidates, limited government candidates to office at the state and federal level all across this country.
Jesse Benton, tell us about the parallel convention or rally that's going to be happening in Minnesota.
It's going to be at the Williams Arena at the University of Minnesota. It's going to be on Tuesday, September 2nd. It's going to be an all-day event. We're inviting some great guest speakers. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have just a really amazing day. It's going to be a celebration of liberty and a celebration of traditional Republican values, real limited government. And we're going to send a powerful message to the Republican Party that that the limited government works. There are people out there that really want their freedoms, they want their liberties, and they want the Republican Party to return to what they used to stand for. And that, of
Jesse,
course, is being the party of limited government.
What about with all the delegates Ron Paul got? What are we planning inside the main convention?
Dr. Paul is still strongly encouraging all of his delegates to go. We believe we have about 50 people that were bound to Dr. Paul, and then we think we have dozens and dozens more that were perhaps bound to other candidates, but were supportive of Dr. Paul. We're saying still go, take part, be a voice for limited government, be respectful, yet be very energetic, and let's show these Republicans that we want limited government, influence the platform, and let's get this party fixed.
Jesse Benton, how much money was left over that was raised, and what is that going to be used on?
About $4 million is left over, and we're moving very carefully because the FEC is very fickle. But that money is going to be able to be transferred into the new organization, Campaign for Liberty. The Campaign for Liberty. Check us out at thecampaignforliberty.com and sign up to join us today. So that money is going to be there for grassroots organizing, for getting the message out, and for electing candidates.
The congressman told me about a month ago on air that he was going to launch a battle plan to fight the NAU, to fight the open borders, to fight to end the war, so that the huge organization of grassroots still has actions to take to keep this army together. Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. We need to increase our numbers. That's why we had to transition into phase two of this revolution, because when you're operating under FEC guidelines, there's just very little that you can do. We need to grow this effort.
Well, $4 million is great seed for that. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Final segment with Jesse Benton, Communications Director Ron Paul, 2008.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
We have confirmed it. Tim Russert, 58, was vacationing with his family in Italy. He returned last night, collapsed while recording a track at Bureau in D.C. Industry shock. He's dead. Yeah, life isn't a joke, folks, and it goes by so quick. And all you that serve evil, you're going to have your judgment before God one day. Very wicked man is dead. We're sad for his family, though. He served the New World Order with pride. Now he's gone to his father. Jesse Benton, in closing with the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, I salute you for your fine work. The Trilateral Commission, we got their minutes out. Number one thing was the Ron Paul Revolution, not winning the presidency, but the fact that young people are learning about liberty instead of statism and centralization. In two final minutes, you've got the floor. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, well, I of course, there's plenty I'd like to add, Alex, because, I mean, your listeners really, they really go all out to support this cause. And, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to go ahead and visit campaignforliberty.com, sign up to join us, check out our blog, and start sending us comments about, you know, what you'd like to see us be doing. Also, you know, I've pledged to come and make plans to come to the rally on September 2nd. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be wonderful, and every single person that gets there is going to be one more bullet in our gun to really just fire at the establishment and say that, hey, you know, we want limited government, we want our liberty. So I just hope everybody can get there and really just celebrate our American traditions.
Absolutely, and you're getting all hitched up soon into the Ron Paul clan, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I met my fiance Valerie Pyatt, who's one of Ron's granddaughters, on the campaign, and we're getting married August 22nd. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be a mortgage slave, Alex. I just put an offer in on a house, and it was accepted. So, I'm happy, yet I'm just a little bit nervous about being tied down to the banking system. But
well, Jesse, we commend you for a fabulous job of the campaign, and onward and upward. And we'll continue to talk to you as this develops. Are you now going to join the new Liberty Group, or are you going to, when is the official campaign going to shut down?
Alex, your campaign shut its doors today, and Campaign for Liberty is an organization. We're up and running, and we need everybody out there's support. So, yes, I will be joining, and in what capacity is yet to be decided by
Well,
Dr.
listen, you're Paul, a smart guy, but get that manifesto, not just the book, but like four battle points out as soon as you can before any momentum is lost. Jesse Benton, we salute you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
We beat the Lisbon Treaty today. Tim Russert died today at NBC while cutting a track. Tyranny's all over the place. Michael Reagan's death-threatening people on air, soliciting murder on air, and it is a threat to everyone. That's a threat directly from the White House. I would ask people, if they kill me or Mark Dice or anybody in my family, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Avenge me. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm nonviolent, but I want whoever does it to be brought to justice. And I want the enemy brought to justice. And we'll continue to fight for you as well. But we're not going to let these unbelievably despicable death squads, we know they use a lot of foreigners too, Israelis and others, just keep doing this to us, man. We just want to be free. Leave us alone. Stop destroying our dollar, our name, our country. Stop carrying out terror attacks. You killed 3,000 people. Well, in the military, sometimes we got to have a pawn sacrifice for the larger betterment of the country. Bull. You don't care about this country. You're destroying this country. Michael Reagan's show starts in 2 hours. Call in on it, folks. Okay, and call the FCC, call everybody else. I'll see you back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Burmese is sitting in some next week, and I'm going to re-air some. I was going to spend some time with my family. But now I don't even know if I can take off with all this insanity going on. Really miss my family. But I'm doing this for everybody's family, and I appreciate all of you out there praying for us. We need your prayers. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. God bless you all. Retransmission of one of the best shows we ever did starts now at InfoWars.com. It's probably one of the best shows. We had Kucinich on, Nader, everybody. Starts now at InfoWars.com. The streams are there. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.